importance.
We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for Moberly Spartan Football on Quicks.
Good evening and welcome to Higginsville, Missouri. We're about 100 or so miles southwest of Moberly tonight, where the Spartans are in action for game number 3 of the 2018 season. And tonight they're taking on the Class 2 runner-ups. That is the Lafayette County Huskers, who are 1-1 coming into tonight's game, just like the Moberly Spartans. Glad you could be here with us. Scott Lunte here, and thanks for joining us on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. So last week, the Spartans came out with a vengeance in their home opener against Osage. A 34-0 win. They did it on the ground, and they also did it in the air as well. And they managed to pull out a 34-0 win. And we're bringing in our partner tonight, Mr. Stephen Holstein. And he is joining us on the other side tonight. Instead of being running the dial, you get to join us. So you excited?
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm excited.
It's going to be a very fun. You're going to get into the hang of it during the course of time, and it's going to be a fun time. Many of you know Steven's been a board op here with us at Regional Radio for about a year or so, and now at the University of Missouri, Moberly alum, or University of Central Missouri, I should say. He's a Moberly alum, and now he is joining us and making his broadcasting debut with us. So we're glad to have him with us. So, all right, Steven, we'll set you up. I'll give you a nice little layup to start things all right. Up here. So the Moberly Spartans, 1-1 on the season. I know you got to see a little bit of their film the other day against Sedalia Smith-Cotton, which was a couple weeks ago. What are some of the biggest things you kind of learned in that specific game that you're hoping the Spartans can kind of carry over into road game number 2 tonight?
Well, the biggest strength of the Spartans team is definitely the running game. Their offensive line has seniors starting at all 5 positions, and the running games with Chance Richards and Lanny Graves is really strong. And I'm looking forward to see how they can set the tempo and really get that going tonight.
One of the elements of this game that you mentioned about Richards and also talking about as well as Lana Graves is kind of how they managed to establish tempo. And that was something they did last week in Osage. It was also another common thing was a wet field. It's a little bit of a soggy conditions here at Higginsville and the Huskers, and we're expecting it to be kind of relatively similar conditions last week. What's something the Spartans could do from last week that they can carry over to tonight?
Well, first, they have to set the tempo with the offensive line. And this team knows how to play in a muddy field, like you said. And going down on the field before the game, that's going to be a big advantage, knowing how to take advantage of the field the way it is. So I think Moberly's in good shape tonight.
We were walking on the field, catching up with Cody McDowell just to see how things were. What were some of the biggest takeaways when you were walking on that field? What was it like?
It's soggy. I'll say that. These kids are really going to have to watch out, but as I was saying, you know, they played on this field similar to this last week, so they should be in good shape.
Should be a good shape indeed, as long as we don't have any lightning as well. And again, the Moberly Spartans come into today's contest 1-1 after the loss to Sedalia Smith-Cotton 21-14 2 weeks ago, and then the win against Osage 34-0. Meanwhile, we talk about this Lafayette County Huskers team, as we still got about 25 or so minutes before we get going here on the opening kickoff for this contest. This is a very formidable opponent, and this, and I don't know if you're Moberly or not, for dropping Boonville in the NCMC, you couldn't ask for a better third non-conference team. Although they might be a little bit of a smaller team, you can't ask for much better taking on the Class 2 runner-ups from 1 year ago.
Absolutely. Don't let the Class 2 ranking fool you, folks. This Lafayette County team is for real. Catching up with the coach before the game, we learned that their quarterback from last year is now a player at South Dakota State University. So some good football alum coming out of this high school, and they are not to be taken lightly.
We got some of the kids running down the track here at Lafayette County High School. They're part of the youth football team, and they really kind of grow these Huskers as well kind of throughout the season and or throughout them growing up. And you can already tell, we haven't been here for an hour. They really love their football.
Absolutely. The football culture here is very strong. You really get that small-time atmosphere, and the committee's really behind this team. And I believe it's going to be a close game tonight, Scott.
It should be a close game. It'll be a very fascinating one. He's Stephen Holstein. I'm Scott Lunte. We'll dissect plenty of this throughout the course of the evening. here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. Coming up in just a moment, you are going to hear from both the head coaches. First up, it is a longtime Lafayette County Husker coach, Mr. Stephen Cook, and then you'll hear from Moberly Spartan coach Cody McDowell. You're listening to Moberly Spartan Football, game number 3 of the 2018 campaign on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room at Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The administration, faculty, and staff show their Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the Lady Spartans and come out to the softball games of the 2018 season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
We're here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. We're catching up with Lafayette County Husker coach Steve Cook. And coach, I know you guys had a very successful season last year, obviously, making it all the way to state. What's it kind of been like, kind of getting the turnaround for 2018?
You know, it's just kind of the standard procedure after you've had a, you know, any successful season. You know, there's just going to be new faces and, you know, just the mentality of carrying on a tradition that you set forward. Our boys have done a good job of that. It's not necessarily shown in the record here, but we're only two games into it. We feel like our schedule is one that's going to set us up for improvement later in the season. So, you know, and we talked about it. We try not to get too caught up in wins and losses. We feel very blessed over the last 8 or 9 years to have won a lot of football games, but you know, we're really focused on just trying to improve every day as players and young men, and we've got a crew that is definitely going to show a lot of improvement as the season goes on.
Your junior running back, Mason Gash, has already had a strong start. What's the key to his success usually?
You know, it's just being able to establish the ground game, and, you know, and he's a whale of a linebacker, too. He's returning first-team All-State linebacker. You know, week one, I believe he had 20 solo tackles and was right up there near a school record in solo tackles, you know, and just getting behind the offensive line and you know, continuing to run the schemes that we're accustomed to. So, you know, he's just a good young player and he's just a junior this year. So we're excited to get him going as we continue.
First time you guys are playing the Moberly Spartans. What have you learned about them? What's going to be a couple keys for you guys to pull out the win?
Well, you know, Moberly, we feel like they've got outstanding depth at their front line positions, you know, and most of their one-way players are all with the lines. And, you know, they're big and strong, and it's one of those things that, you know, we're just going to have to get out and consistently put plays together, you know, you know, build on momentum and try to get some early. But, you know, they're a well-coached team, and it's just one of those things that we're excited to have a have a program that is in an upswing coming into town that's a little bit bigger than us and a good play up. We look at it as, it's a win-win for us if we're able to come out on top, and it doesn't really hurt us in our district seating much at all. So we're looking for that play up and play good competition because, deep in the Class 2 playoffs, there's going to be some pretty doggone good football teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Steve Cook joining us here on Quicksand Central, MoInfo.com. I know he's a busy man, so we'll let him get ready for his game tonight. Coach Cook, really appreciate the time, and best of luck this evening.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Cody McDowell, Moberly Spartan coach, on Quicksand Central, MoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330, and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The administration, faculty, and staff show their Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the Lady Spartans and come out to the softball games of the 2018 season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
We're back on Quicks in CentralMoInfo.com. Moberly Spartans on the road for the second time this season. They're going to be taking on a very formidable opponent, the Lafayette County Huskers. They were the Class 2 runner-ups just 1 year ago. Coach Cody McDowell, kind enough to join us, as he always does. So, Coach, new opponent, what kind of goes into the prep for that?
Well, it's just kind of an interesting situation. You've got a team you haven't ever played before, and it's early in the season, so you don't have a whole lot to base stuff off of. You know, we've obviously got 2 weeks, but those 2 weeks are against people we don't see. So it's a little bit of a challenge just kind of figuring out how good they are, how good the teams are they're playing. They do some different stuff offensively and defensively, but it's more about just kind of competition comparison, and we don't really have that with them. So, we're just going to have to show up, be ready to play.
Yeah, strong outing against Osage last week in your home opener, and then a tough one into Sedalia Smith Cotton in week number one. How are you liking your team coming into week number three?
Well, last week is definitely better than week one. I think we kind of, we got what we deserved in week one. We didn't play very well, and it showed. Last week we still had some ups and downs on both sides of the ball at times. Defensive play probably a little bit more stout than offensively. Offensively struggled a little bit in the first half, but got it going later. So I think our guys are being able to maybe identify and adjust on the run a little bit better than they were in week one. We made some adjustments last week, and it obviously turned out to be pretty good for us. And our kids, I think, are just learning. It doesn't matter what year it is or how good you are, you got to learn how to win. And it's a four-quarter game, and I was proud our guys to come out last week and really finish the game and play that second half and play a true four-quarter game and play a pretty complete game, all things considering, with the weather and the field conditions.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Cody McDowell, Moberly Spartan coach, joining us here on Quicksand Central, MoInfo.com. Let's actually talk a little bit about the defense, Coach, because you got the shutout last week, and I know you guys allowed 21 points, but all things considered, it was a pretty strong leap
from week one to week two on the defense. What's allowed them to have so much success here so far early in the season?
Really just everybody doing their job. We've got good players on that side of the ball. They play physical. There's some guys in some new spots. So just if there's some growing pains with it. Communication is an issue. It's got to be on point. And sometimes when you got guys in those leadership roles in those new spots, sometimes there's a breakdown in communication and people being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. So that just kind of learning how to play together and learning kind of, you know, how to communicate together. And obviously they're talented enough to do good things when they get there, but it's just getting lined up and playing football, and simple alignment and assignment football, really. And it takes a little time, and they're getting better every week.
Over on the offensive side, which is obviously your specialty, being the coordinator and also the head coach, Dominic Stone King, now two games in as the starting quarterback. I know his running ability was a big reason why you ultimately decided to go with Stone King. What have you liked about his game so far in the first couple weeks? And I know he's going to have some stuff to improve on, but what are some of the things that's really stood out about him that's really impressed you in his first 2 weeks as the starting quarterback?
He commands the team real well, and I think the kids follow, and that's ultimately the sign of a true leader is that you got to have kids that follow, and the kids follow him pretty well. He's obviously the first game when you're a sophomore, you're rolling in playing somebody pretty good. It's going to be tough. There's going to be some breakdowns, and there were, and we kind of expected that. And last week he was more comfortable, and he'll get more comfortable each week. And last week he was just kind of he was able to just let the game come to him, and so he managed the game real well. And didn't really do anything that he wasn't asked to do. Didn't try and force anything. Didn't try and do anything, you know, that wasn't really in the game plan. He just kind of sat back there and played. And that's ultimately when, not just him, but any player, if they can just play and they don't, you know, overthink things and overreact to things and really don't get too high when things are good or too low when things are bad. That's what you got to do in that position. And he did that a lot better last week.
How big of a character game is this one tonight? You're going on the road, taking on a new team. A team that happens to be a state runner-up a year ago in class number two, and add the element of Mother Nature and what's likely going to be what it was last week, a very, very soggy field.
Yeah, I think it's obviously a test of character. It's probably a test of leadership more than anything. I think our kids know how to travel. I mean, we've obviously been on a longer road trip before when we go down to Smith Cotton, so I don't know really if that helps or hurts. Honestly, we kind of put that stuff behind us, and we just know that we're on the road. There's a chance of rain, and obviously, we did that last week. So, you know, we've played in wet weather before. We've played on a muddy field before. We did that quite a bit at our place, and so it's just kind of a different location, different team. That's all it is. And we try not to put too much stock in who we play, but more how we play, and that's what we've got to do tonight.
And what's going to be key for Spartans to be 2-1 on the season by the end of the night, Coach?
Obviously field position. We've got to win the field position battle. We've got to hang on to the ball, you know, so we've got to win the turnover battle. Can't make stupid mistakes and can't beat ourselves. So just kind of play physical, hold on to the ball, and we'll win the field position battle.
Cody McDowell joining us here on QuicksinCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk postgame.
All right, thanks a lot. Go Spartans.
Coming up, it is kickoff. Lafayette County and Moberly down in Higginsville. It's next on QuicksinCentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Moberly Lafayette County football game possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Wise, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA. AK's Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Moberly School District. Calvert's Auto and Body, all of Moberly. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Edina, and online. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Don't forget to stay tuned to the Moberly Motors Sports Halftime Report. Brad Boyer's standing by for that this evening, and he'll also have your end zone show on our sister station, Super Station Crest, later on tonight. And also, as we always do at every high school game on our regional radio airways, we nominate the Outstanding Player of the Game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We still got about 6 minutes before we get things kicked off. So, Steven, I'm going to take you back to last year. You know how well the Spartans did 1 year ago.
Absolutely.
Made it to the quarterfinals. You were a senior in high school, so I know you were a big fan during that time. So now you're up here with me. I'm going to ask you a question. So you're taking on a Lafayette County team. We mentioned this is a non-conference opponent that replaces Boonville in the NCMC schedule. They moved over into the Tri-County Central. What does a game like this for the Spartans do from a confidence standpoint if they can beat a Class 2 runner-up? Considering, you think about it, they made a deep run in the Class 4 quarterfinals 1 year ago, and they had some tough competition in Platte County. What can a game like this do for them down the road?
Oh, absolutely. This game could be a huge confidence boost. If you go back to last season, Moberly opened at Smith Cotton that year, too, as they did this season, and lost to Smith Cotton, so they can get another win here. They can look back last season for a lot of parallels. Another thing I've noticed about this game is that in Class 4, you don't see a lot of the wing team offense, and Lafayette County runs a lot of that wing tee, so it's a good learning experience for Moberly. See different offensive systems to, you know, compared to what they might see in the playoffs.
All right, now I'm going to flip the script for you. Well done there, by the way. So we'll flip the script here. You're Lafayette County, Class 2 team, playing up a class. Moberly was a Class 4 team 1 year ago. They're now in Class 3. We know it's going to be good for them from a district standpoint because Coach Cook mentioned that during the pregame. What's the benefits of taking on a larger class if you're Lafayette County?
Well, as we said, it could be a confidence booster for Moberly. It could be an even bigger confidence booster for Lafayette County. Moberly went to the state quarterfinals last year, and for a Class 2 team to be able to say they took down a Class 4 state quarterfinalist, I got to imagine that's a huge confidence boost, and these kids are looking forward to the opportunity.
It'll be a fascinating game. We're going to get our coin toss here in just a moment, and we'll have kickoff between the Spartans and the Huskers. That is coming up next. Glad you could join us from a soggy Higginsville on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvert's Auto and Body. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, Stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission. They fix everything.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
We're moments away from kickoff at Higginsville High School, as known as Lafayette County High School. They go by two different names here. And our referee tonight, Romy Payne, is for the coin toss between the Moberly and Lafayette County captains. The Moberly Spartans are in their away white uniforms with the blue numbering, red trimming surrounding those. Don't think they're going to be white for much longer, Stephen. And it's going to be a very fascinating to see how quickly those uniforms get all muddy.
Absolutely. This field is soggy, let me tell you. I would not want to play in this field tonight.
I probably would not either, but Steve Cook was saying that he really likes this, and that's a lot of the county coach. He really enjoys this kind of atmosphere, kind of this murky, cloudy, a little relatively cool as well, and a little bit rainy as well. Coin has been flipped. Meanwhile, Lafayette County is wearing their home royal blue uniforms, and we're going to call golden wheat-colored helmets and jerseys, and Lafayette County has won the toss, and they're going to receive here to start out the game, and they got the gold numbering and white trimming around those numbering. So we're going to see the Spartan defense here, Stephen, start things out here, who shut out Osage last week in their home opener. So already going to get a quick test is this Moberly defense, and they're going to have to deal with the wing T of this Lafayette County attack. Mason Gash, really strong for the Huskers.
Absolutely. What we know about this Moberly team is that defense is the strength. Of course, they shut out Osage last week, and as they played Smith Cotton week one, they really got stronger as the game went along. So I'm looking forward to seeing how well they can stop Lafayette County's wing T offense.
So it's going to be Ethan Vandal, the transfer who moved into district last year, who's going to kick things off for the Spartans. They're going to be going right to left on the radio dial to start things out. Meanwhile, deep for Lafayette County, it looks like they are going to go with Dawson Coral, the junior tight end, as well as Brandon Shockley, who are the two return men. Glad you could be here with us on KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and also online at CentralMoInfo.com. Husker crowd comes on their feet. So do the Spartan faithful on the far end of the field. And we're underway. Week number three, high school football is underway. It's a kick to the right side. And on the return, here is Shockley. He's going to come to the near side, to the 20, trying to cut around to the inside. Runs into his own man. And he is going to be tackled at the 42-yard line, or at the 30, or at the 25-yard line by number 42, the sophomore, Jared Kinder. So we're going to see this
wing T offense that we were mentioning about the Lafayette County Huskers. And Tanner Sears is the quarterback that leads the charge for the Huskers offense. So it's going to be first and 10 here. Ball on the Husker 25. We'll go through the starters in just a moment. One receiver to the right to start things out. That's Dawson Coral. And in that triple backfield, it is Mason Gash under in the gun. This is Sears. They'll go with the draw. Here's Gash trying to spin around a pair of Spartans and a good stuffing on the play by Moberly's front line leading the charge there. That would be none other than Chance Richards, first team all NCMC. That's going to be no gain on the play. Or maybe about one. And we're going to go ahead and get a second and nine here. And this time we're going to go two receivers here on Lafayette County. One left, one right. Two in the backfield. Once again, in the gun, this is Tanner Sears. Sears, a little bit of a high snap. They'll this time draw it and blowing a tire there is Gage Wentland. He is another one of the tailbacks for the Huskers, and that is going to be a gain of about one on the play. So now we're going to go ahead and get third and 11. Loss of two on the play, as a matter of fact.
That play right there was a good example of how soggy this field is. As you saw when Wetland came out of the backfield, couldn't even get going before he slipped, and that's going to be a big factor in tonight's game.
It was a cut to the left, and he slipped. So, yeah, keep an eye on that. Here's a third and 11. They're going to spread things out. Four wide. Sears looking to pass for the first time. Flings one up the middle, overthrowing, and that is Joey Lavigne, who is the tailback forward. The Huskers a little bit overthrown. Spartans get a three and out early in this contest. So, with 10:31 to go here on the 24, and now we're going to see two in the backfield for the Spartans. It's going to be Curtis Walter, and man, you're really high on Stephen Cameron Lowry.
Cameron Lowry is a scrappy player. I love watching him play defense in particular, but I'm also impressed by his return game skills. This kid is a stud.
Well, let's see if he gets it on the punt. It's a good one. About 25 yards will roll about an extra 10, and the Spartans will start out here on the Husker 40-yard line. And Dominic Stoneking, who got his first career varsity touchdown 1 week ago, will lead the Spartan offense onto the field. There's a pass to Toby Short, another sophomore. Those two have some pretty good chemistry coming up through the JV levels. Now they're already showcasing on the varsity side. So here's a first and 10 here on the 41 of Lafayette County. Moberly is going to start out with two left and two in the backfield. In the gun is Dominic Stoneking. The two receivers are Devin Shannon and Cameron Lowry in the slot. And there's the snap, Stoneking, and it's going to be a read option. They will go to the senior Landon Grays. His draw to the left side. It's going to be a gain of three on the play and on pursuit. And on the tackle is the inside linebacker, Gage Wetland. Gain of five on the play, and Moberly trying to establish some offense here really quick with the run. 10 minutes to go here in a quarter number one. Second and six coming up. One left, one right, two in the backfield. Stone King in the gun. Man in motion on the left side is Lowry. Here's the snap. He's going to get it on the handoff. Takes it to the right side, to the 50. Coming in with some speed, and he is going to be tackled for about a 7-yard gain. Joey Lavigne gets the stop, and it's a first down for the Moberly Spartans.
The running game is going to be a big part of the game for the Spartans tonight. As you can see, they're being successful early, and that's really the bread and butter of this offense, so it'll be exciting to see how well they can keep it up throughout the night.
Salish to run, and that was something Cody McDowell mentioned. It was probably going to be a pretty run-heavy game for the Spartans tonight, obviously with the weather the way it is. Here's the first and 10. Ball is on the Lafayette County 46, and the gun is Stoneking. Going to hand it off. This is Chance Richards' first touch, and he is going to gain two on the play on the left draw, and he is going to be spun around a couple times, and that is Gage Wentland who gets the stop. Take a look at starting offense toward the Moberly Spartans. Dominic Stoneking is under center. Your two receivers are Cameron Lowry and Devin Shannon. The tight end is Will Smothers. In the backfield, Lena Graves, Chance Richards in on the line. It's Cameron Newcomb, David Huff, Nick Long, Tyler Nickerson, and Tyler Webb from left to right. Here is a second and eight. Stoneking on the option. Pitches it over to Richards on the right side, trying to hurdle a Husker, and he's going to be tripped up for about a 4-yard gain at best. And
Pierce getting that tackle. That charging in is the junior cornerback, Tyler Simpson. So ball going to be placed at the Lafayette County 41-yard line, and we're going to get a 3rd and 5 for the Spartans. Already moving the field, or moving the ball here relatively well. I've gone 19 yards on their opening drive. They'll open it up with 3 to the left, 1 in the backfield, Stone King in the gun. That man in the backfield, that appears to be Richards. He gets blocked in. Here's a snap, and they'll throw pick. It's going the other way. Mason Getch cutting up the right side to the inside. Pass Stone King, and it is going to be a 50-yard interception return for the junior All-State linebacker.
Great play by Gash there. Timed that route perfectly. He was able to pick it off and make a big play. That's a huge momentum booster to Lafayette County here early in this game.
I think one of the lessons there, if you're a sophomore quarterback there, Steven, is looking down to receiver, especially if you're going up against an All-State linebacker. You look down to receiver. What's one of the first things? Natural instinct, go to the ball where the eyes of the quarterback is. And I think that might have been a byproduct of that interception. So the Huskers down at the Moberly 7 on first and goal. Can cash in. He draws, turnbulls his way towards the goal line, and he's going to be 1 yard shy. And it looks like the man getting the tackle for the Spartans is going to be Jared Heron. So, 2nd and goal on the 1. What does Lafayette County do here?
I would say go right up the middle. Either quarterback sneak or give it to one of your big backs in the backfield and really punish that Moberly defense. See what they'll give you here on the goal line.
Here is 2nd and goal from the 1. In the gun, here is Tanner Sears. Takes a snap. It's going to be quarterback keeper. Draws to the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, Huskers. 6-0, 7:22 to go here. The home team comes to their feet, and it's courtesy of the interception by Mason Gash. Ran it back 51 yards to the 7-yard line.
Great play by Lafayette County there. They really took Moberly by surprise. Excellent way to start this game.
So now everyone is lined up to the left side. The PAT man is Kaiser Gannett-Vega, the freshman. Will be the one that lines up with 10 seconds on the play clock. And here comes the snapper and the long snapper, Ethan Rankin down. And we're going to get a whistle. And Dan Vega was ready to wind up and boot it. But he's going to have to pull up. And it's going to be offside on Moberly. So instead of it being on the 2-yard line for the PAT, half distance to goal, 1 yard advancement. Now it looks like they might be changing up the personnel to go for 2 here.
I mean, it worked for him once, 2 plays ago, so we'll have to see if it does again.
So, interesting situation. Steve Cook, the head coach and offensive coordinator, saying, all right, well, let's go for 2 now. Now we got a 1-yard play. We're going to go into the I formation, 1 receiver to the right here. Now going to try to go for a 2. It's a high snap, and now we get a whistle, and this might be a procedure violation here on Lafayette County. And if it is, it is. So much for that. So you do all that work and it's for nothing.
All for nothing. That's a shame, too, because Lafayette County had just scored on a goal line play and had a chance for another one there. And now they're going to have to kick that PAT. We'll see if they can convert it.
So an offside by Moberly. And now we get a false start on Lafayette County. And so now Dan Vega back out. High snap down on its way. And it is to the left. So it's going to be a 6-0 lead for Lafayette County, thanks to the Mason Gash 51-yard interception return, and then the 7-yard or the 1-yard sneak by Tanner Sears. Lafayette County leads 6-0 on Quicks in CentralMoInfo.com.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources. And the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
Welcome back, and welcome Curtis Walter on the kickoff return. He goes 90 yards and ties the game up.
What a play by Walter. He took that ball straight to the house, cut right through the teeth of that Lafayette County kick return defense, and took it all the way in. What a play from Overly, and what a way to respond right back to that score they just gave up.
That has to be deteriorating if you are the Huskers, and coming in is Hayden Hopper to take the PAT. We'll dice the play here in just a moment here. But now we're going to get a whistle, and the Moberly crowd just went ecstatic. And it was a good kick as well by the freshman Kaiser Ganvega. And now Moberly needs an extra man, and that's why there is a little bit of a delay. So while we wait for a kick, we'll tell you, as soon as the kick happens, we'll kind of tell you how it transpired. That 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by the senior Curtis Walter. It's on its way, and here's the boot, and Hayden Hopper is now 3-for-3 on the season, and just on the flip of a dime right there, Spartans now lead 7-6. So it's a decent kick there, Steven, by Kaiser Ganvega, and then Walter, he got it at the 10, and he just went off with a full head of steam there, and it's like he seemed committed that no one was going to touch there. Ran right down the right side of the field. Great blocking by the Moberly kick return team, and Walter used his excellent field vision and just cut straight to the end zone. That was one of the most impressive kick returns I've seen in a long time.
I was going to say, I don't think it's been a while since I've seen a high school kicker or kickoff return of that, but that happens at 7:07 in remaining in quarter number one. And I'll tell you, first time seeing Curtis Walter in person, he's got a lot of speed.
Absolutely. And he's a kid who has earned more playing time throughout his career here at Moberly. He's really getting his chance to sign here in his senior season. And he's going to be an important part of this Moberly team as we go along here.
All right. So now let's get another kickoff. And this one is going to be to return. This time on the run, can Lafayette County return the favor? This is Dawson Coral. And now he's going to get a lick. And now like that tackle was made there
by Jarrett Kinder, number 42.
Looks like Jarrett Kinder.
Absolutely huge hit. He took him all the way to the ground. Almost looked like a body slam from up here in the booth. And that Moberly defense is physical and a calling card of this team.
I think some of that state wrestling attributes that Jarrett Kinder has really were on display right there.
Absolutely. I remember watching Kinder in middle school, and he was just a beast. He played running back for the middle school football team, and kids could not bring him down. He is a big, strong kid, and he's going to be a factor in this game tonight as well.
He'll be a big factor in the future of the Spartans as well. Here's the first 10 for Lafayette County on their own 32. This is going to be a handoff to the senior tailback, Joey Lavigne, and he is going to be swallowed for a loss of 2 on the play. And coming up at the bottom of the pile, that is Tyler Nickerson in an all-senior defensive line. Let's take a look at the Moberly defense while we have a moment. It is Chance Richards, Tyler Nickerson, Tyler Webb, Melvin Edwards, left to right on the line. Jackson Miller's middle linebacker, Jared Heron, Landon Graves are the two outside backers. Cameron Lowry, Curtis Walter are the corners. Dominic Stoneking, Will Smothers are the two in the secondary. Now we got a flag that is been deployed, and it's going to be a false start on Lafayette County. So I'll move them back 5 yards after the second and 12. It'll now be second and 17.
Maybe too early in the game to bring this point, but I think this is already a pivotal point in this football game. Just to see how Lafayette County responds to getting punched in the teeth there. They scored that touchdown. They had to be feeling good about themselves. And now after giving up kick return, let's see how they respond.
Could not agree more, especially with the penalty right there on second and 17. Here's a draw. Here's Sears trying to go with a little bit of half-back screen and in and out of the hands and dropping that. That appears to be on the incomplete pass. That would be Shockley. So now it's going to be 3rd and 17. And the Huskers are trying to solve the Moberly defense here. Let's see what they come out with here. I'm expecting another pass play in this play, Scott. We'll see if they go deep. That's not something they've displayed they'll do yet. They got three to the right. Here's the snap, man in motion. Trying to find Shockley again. Over his hands, and he was wide open. And if he crafts that in, Steven, Shockley might be going all the way to the house. Spartans catch a break on that zone. Shockley was just one step too short, and the throw was one step too far. Very close to being a huge play and a huge momentum boost for this Lafayette County team that needs a shot in the arm right now already. So now 4th and 17 coming up here, and once again it is Curtis Walter and also Cam Lowry that are the two-man deep for the Spartans, and booting it away is Tanner Sears. Can Walter do it again? He is at the 40. Quickly slips and now takes it to the 50. And now this time the Huskers, the special teams, quickly grasp in, and that is Mason Gash that gets the tackle. So now Dominic Stone King now getting a little more assistance from the Moberly special teams after a 90-yard return. I'm excited to see what Stone King does on this drive. He threw that pick on the last play, and he's still a young quarterback, only a sophomore, making his third career start. So we'll see how he responds. Will he get back in his game and keep the flow going, or will he struggle? I'm interested to see. One left, one right, two in the backfield. Stone King in the gun, and they will option this up the middle. Here is Landon Graves. He'll take the draw all the way, about a 6-yard gain, and he is going to be brought down from behind by the freshman, Austin Gard. Take a look at the Husker defense. It is a 3-5-3 formation. Dennis D. Dawkins, Jacob Herrera, Michael Jordan on the line. Not that Michael Jordan, for those wondering. Mason Gash is in the middle. Austin Gard, Gage Wetland are the two inside backers. Tanner Sears, Brandon Shockley are the outside backers. Joey Levine, Tyler Simpson at the corner, and Dawson Coral is the safety. And the gun, Stone King. Gonna give this to Walter. Takes it to the right side, and he is going to be tackled from behind. Just getting outside the right hash marks, and that is going to be Eshton Gordon that gets the stop. It'll be a gain of 3. 3rd and 2 coming up here for Moberly. 5:07 to go here in the first quarter. Stone King getting the play call from head coach Coden Dowell. The Spartans will go one left, one right, two in the backfield once again. Stone King in the gun. Lafayette County really trying to jam the line here, and it's going to be a fake. Read option, tosses it to the right side. Here is Walter with a head of steam, and he is going to be jammed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. Spartans are going to get the first down, and that is Shockley coming in with a full head of steam. It'll be a gain of about 10.
I have been so impressed with Curtis Walter's physicality so far in this game. Every time he's had the ball, it's taken 2 or 3 defenders to get him on the ground. He came to play tonight, that's for sure.
Already a good start for Walter tonight with the kickoff return and also getting a couple touches early. He got his first touchdown of the season last week against Osage in that 34-0 win. 1st and 10 here. Ball is on the 32. Stone King in the gun. 2 receivers, 2 to the left. And this time they're going to hand it off to Landon Grays. Grays cuts to 25 now. To the 20. He's got one man to beat. Gets a blocker, and now he'll be brought down from behind after a gain of 16 on the play. And that's going to be the All-State linebacker, Mason Gash, that gets the stop.
This Lafayette County defense has to get it together here soon. They have not looked as physical as that Moberly offensive line yet, and it's already apparent. Hopefully they can turn it around soon.
Spartans have a little bit of a size advantage, I would probably say, as well, Steven, on the line with Tyler Webb being 295. You also got Newcomb also 285. All these guys are 250.
Big kids, and they're all seniors too. A veteran offensive line that's played together for a long time.
And now trying to turn the corner here is Cannon Lowry on a little receiver reversal to the right side, and he slips in again. Turf coming up big there with the slip, trying to cut a little too much.
And already in this game, we've seen that wet field play a big part. Several defenders have slid around the field, and now we saw Lowry wipe out there. It's going to be a tough game, but
Moberly has experience on this kind of field, so I think it'll be okay.
Now, it looks like we're getting a official timeout here. And I was going to say, it looks like they're in Moberly and Lafayette County are ready to roll, but the official calls for a timeout, and we'll wait and see what it is. It might be for, I'd have to imagine, for a hydration break, and that appears to be the case. So they're going to do that with 3:56 to go. There is still a little bit of a light rain falling here in Higginsville, and that's probably going to be the case for a majority of the games in the listing area. But for those just joining us, pretty quick start for both of these two teams, and it's been the defense and special teams that have essentially led to the scores for both of these two teams, although Spartans are marching the ball relatively well in their second drive of the game. It was a 51-yard return by Mason Gash by Lafayette County to put him at the 7-yard line, and it only took two plays for Tanner Sears, the quarterback, to get a 1-yard run in for the touchdown. Meanwhile, on the ensuing kickoff, it was Curtis Walter, a 90-yard kickoff return. Took it all the way to the house, no flags on the play. Spartans special teams come up big with the blocks as well, and that has really changed the momentum of this game.
I've been so impressed by the intensity of both teams so far. So many fireworks, and we're only in the first quarter. We're in for one treat of a game.
One receiver left, one to the right for the Spartans. Stone King in the gun with one man in the backfield, and they are going to go to Landon Grace. Win of a full head seam to the 5, all the way into the end zone for a Spartan touchdown. 13 yards for the senior, his 4th of the year. And the Spartans extend their lead to 13-6.
Impressive play by Graves there, running over defenders right into the end zone. That Moberly offensive line again showing its dominance over this Lafayette County defense.
This Lafayette County team in a little bit of an adjustment period for the season, considering that they graduated 5 All-State players. As Steve mentioned, one of them playing at South Dakota State already at the collegiate level. Here's the snap, and Hayden Hopper is going to boot this. It's a little low, and it's over the bar and through the uprights, and the Spartans take a 14-6 lead. So they'll take it, and we'll take a 1-minute break as well on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com with Moberly leading 14-6, 3:50 to go in quarter number one.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicle's life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Brandon Shockley on the return for the Lafayette County Huskers, and good work by Will Smothers and also Curtis Walser for quickly getting on the pursuit. It turns out to be about a 10-yard gain on the kickoff return, and Lafayette County is going to be starting this drive on their own 23-yard line.
And as you can see, Scott, that rain is starting to fall a little harder here at Lafayette County High School. We'll see how that affects our game going forward.
Yeah, rain's starting to pick up just a little bit more, and we're going to get a flag here, and usually a pre-snap penalty indicates it is going to be a false start. Our referee, Romy Haynes, says it's actually an offside call on Moberly. So that's 5 free yards for the Huskers, and they will gladly take that. To 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. And here is a snap. Ball on the ground. Sears has to corral it. That's going to be a loss of 7 on the play. It looked like he was not ready for that snap there. Steven had to run back and just dive on it.
And as I brought up, the rain's starting to fall here heavier. I think that ball is getting slippery out in the field. they may just have trouble holding on to that ball after the snap. We may see more snaps from center instead of in the shotgun just to ensure that ball control for both sides.
We'll certainly keep an eye on that as it's now 2nd and 10, loss of 5 on the play. So essentially they just negates the offside Moberly penalty, and they get a down out of it. Four wide here for the Huskers. In the gun, it's Sears. He takes the snap. It's a little bit of low one. They try and go with the wide receiver screen. It's caught by Dawson Coral, and he is going to gain about 8 on the play, cutting inside and in on pursuit. How about defensive tackle Tyler Webb hustling up 8 yards to get that stop?
He ran right in there and got him full head of steam and took out Coral. Coral would have got by him. I'm not sure who in this part of the defense would have. Great play by Webb.
Yeah, it looked like the defense kind of just jumped in a little too quickly. You're absolutely right. It probably would have been a big play there if Webb didn't come from behind. Here's a 3rd and 3. And a high snap for Sears on the read option. They're going to go to Gash. Bullies his way to a 1st down and dragging him along.
What a play by Gash. Strong as a bull. 3 Moberly defenders on him. He was still able to gain 2 or 3 extra yards. That's determination by this Lafayette County team. And the attitude this team needs to come back from their deficit already.
To Sean Davis on the stop for the Spartans, and we got a 1st and 10 here on the 41 for Lafayette County. And Dawson Core already lined up outside the numbers. Let's see how the rest of the formation sets up for Lafayette County. One in the backfield, they'll go in the wing T, in the gun. Here is Sears. High kick on the right leg, and now he will hand it off. This is a handoff to Gage Wentland, and he will gain 2 on the play, and he'll be brought down by the outside linebacker, Landon Grace, who has 8 tackles on the season, 1st team all in CMC, already having a pretty solid start to his senior campaign. 1:40 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Or the 1st quarter, I should say. And mentioned about wet footballs being a big factor as we're getting our official timeout. And I think we're going to see a lot of pigskins getting exchanged as well tonight.
I was going to say, that's going to be a common theme for tonight's game. Those balls are getting wet so quick, and the rain continually starts to come down harder here at Lafayette County High School. We'll have to keep an eye on that throughout the night.
2nd and 7 here for the Huskers. Ball is on the 44 of their own. 2 in the backfield. Sears in the gun. 2 receivers out. This will be a handoff to Gash. Read beautifully by the Spartan defense. Chance Richards getting a good jump on the play to disrupt the play. And that's going to be gain of 2 at best. Look at Chance Richards' jersey already, Steven. We mentioned those white away jerseys for the Spartans. They're not going to be that way for long.
Absolutely.
Chance
Richards and Landon Graves has a very dirty jersey already, too. Chance Richards is a physical football player. I think his jersey is going to be a lot more brown for the night's over.
3rd and 6 here, and this is going to be a handoff to Gash. Draws to the left, makes one man miss. Trying to get outside to the numbers, and what a tackle there by Cam Lowry. Grabs him by the right calf and just holding on for dear life. And that speed of Lowry as well was what allowed him to bring down Gash.
Cameron Lowry is a small football player. He only comes in 5'5", 130 pounds. But, man, he plays like he's 6'2", 220. He gets in there and tackles hard every play. I'm always impressed when I see Lowry play, just by his physicality and his fearlessness. And it was on display right there.
We're going to have a 4th and 1 coming up after the break, but we have the 1st quarter coming to a close. It will be the Huskers on their own 49-yard line as the 2nd quarter is coming your way in 1 minute. All quicks in CentralMoInfo.com.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout, or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
It's happening. happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
Here for the Lafayette County Huskers. Very important part of the game already. They started the second quarter. Are they going to punt or do they go for it? It's going to be actually about fourth and it's a long one, as I should say. It's a high snap. They're going to go for it. Here is Sears, and he is going to be swallowed up in the backfield by three Spartans leading the charge, Tyler Webb, and it's a loss of five, turnover on downs.
And Tyler Webb was right in his face before he could go anywhere. Moberly did a great job of stopping that fourth down conversion, and that momentum should carry over into the offense.
Boy, got a feel for Lafayette County. You come up with that interception, and Gash takes it all the way to about the six or seven or so. You score, take the early lead, and then it's like, it's almost like the wind is out, got punched out of the sail on that kickoff return by Walter.
And the only way for this Lafayette County team to get any kind of momentum back is to be physical. This Moberly team is out manning them on the offensive line and on the defensive side so far. And with the size advantage that the Moberly players have, it's going to be imperative that the Lafayette County players really grind and become more physical as the game goes along.
I want to follow up with a question for you there in just a moment. Here's a first and 10 here. It's two wide, two in the backfield for Moberly. Stone King in the gun. Here is the snap. Stone King on the read option. He'll take it up the middle. He's got plenty of room, and he is going to be brought down after about a 12-yard gain. Charging in on the play is Tyler Simpson, the corner. So Moberly has the size advantage. If you're Lafayette County, how do you trying to exploit the Moberly offensive defensive line to get a little momentum?
All you can do is be faster and be tougher. And that's what this Lafayette County team is really going to have to focus on, is just being physical and hustling. I mean, when you play a big school like this, something that a Class 2 school can learn from a team like Moberly is just that physicality and that speed you need to win.
Here's the first and 10. Richard, it's on the draw to the left side, going to gain about 9 on the play. He'll be tripped up from behind by Austin Gard, the inside linebacker. And that's going to be a gain of 7 on the play. And consistent light rain still falling. Good news is there is a little bit of a relatively light wind. It's not howling. That would make things really helter-skelter and almost ensure everything is put on the ground. So here is a 2nd and 3 here. Ball is placed at the Lafayette County 30. One left, one right for the Spartans. It's going to be a quarterback draw. Stone King ahead, going to keep it. Take it for the first down after a 3-yard gain just outside the far numbers. And he is going to be speared on the play there by Dawson Coral, the safety. Moberly doing a good job moving the ball.
Yeah, that run offense is really effective for this Moberly team. And that's the strength of this football team. Lafayette County is allowing them to play to that strength. And they're going to ride it all night long until Lafayette County can prove they can stop them.
If I'm Lafayette County, I almost want to try and see if I can try and box it and maybe see if you can try and get a safety blitz. The only problem is you just got to hope that a throw doesn't hurt you deep. That'd be obviously the one thing you do with like a safety blitz in that kind of situation.
Absolutely. I see it as a worthwhile risk, though. Tommy Stone King only has 2 pass attempts tonight, so stacking the box a couple times might scare this Moberly team to pass the ball a little more. But as we saw with the interception, pass defense might be a strength this Lafayette County defense.
Flag flying in on 1st and 10 as it's Walter on the draw up the middle. He's going to gain about 5 on the play, and we'll wait and see what the call is from referee Tony Payne. As it comes our way, it is going to be a hold on the Spartans, so that's going to negate the 5-yard run there by Walter. 10:18 to go here in quarter number 2. Moberly leads 14-6 over Lafayette County. Spartans 1-1 on the year, as is the Huskers. Huskers are actually ranked 10th in class number 2, according to the Missouri media polls. Their lone loss of the season came to Lawson last week, and it was a tough one, a 35-0 shutout here at Lafayette County High. So first and a lot for Moberly, 20 to be exact, on the 35, and they'll go one left, one right, two in the backfield. Stone King in the gun, takes a snap, and it's going to be a fake. Good sell by Richards, and it is going to be Walter that is going to be tripped up on the play. Good pursuit there by the sophomore, Brandon Shockley. And Tyler Simpson as well getting in on the play, and it's going to be no gain on the play. That's a big stop there for Lafayette County.
Absolutely, and you can already start to see that physicality that I brought up earlier. Lafayette County keeps this kind of defense up. They'll have a chance to get this Moberly team. They're going to have to be more consistent with it. We saw it a little bit at the beginning of this game, the first drive in particular. If they can keep that pace up, that physical play, they'll have a chance to get this Moberly run defense, or run offense, rather.
So Moberly now here on a second and 20. They got one receiver to the right. That's Deshaun Davis. And two in the backfield. That's Richards and also Walter. Here's the snap, and they'll give it to Richards. Coming in with full head seam to the 20, to the 10. There's a flag, a stiff arm to the end zone, and he's got a Moberly touchdown, but hold on. There's a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Big call already in this game, 9:35 to go. It's a hold on Moberly, and that will negate the Richards touchdown.
If you're Moberly,
you're shaking your head. Why?
If you're Moberly, that's a huge loss. What a great block and a great play by Chance Richards to find that hole and to run through two or three Lafayette County defenders in his pursuit of the end zone. That's just a play you can't afford to give up. And now if you're Moberly, you're forced to pass in a situation, which isn't something they've proven they can do yet. And with the wet ball, this might hurt their ability to score in this drive.
I think I saw a little bit of a hold inside the line. I don't think it was going to play much of a factor. Unless it was when Richards went through the line, which opened up the hold, then that's one thing. But I don't know. That's a tough one to swallow there if you're the Spartan. So second and 27 now here coming up. They got to get all the way down to the 15-yard line if they want to get a first down. They're right now at the 43. Stone King in the gun. Ball on the ground. Richards looking for it, and he is going to fall on it. And look like there Richards was just looking up.
Goodness gracious.
Catch a break there.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes on the ball. Moberly's got to get off that last play. You can tell the player, you can see that the players are upset from that holding call. And with that wet ball, too, it's even more imperative that you watch the ball and keep your hands on it.
Official timeout as we're going to do another ball exchange. And yeah, that was just a simple halfback draw for Richards. And he had a hard time just on the simple exchange. And fortunate thing for him is he kicked it right in front of him. And
absolutely. A lucky
and spared him.
A lucky break there for Richards. And like you said, Scott, you got to keep your eye on the ball, especially in these weather conditions. You just got to keep your hands on it. If you don't, it's going to slide out. It's going to give Lafayette County that momentum boost that they're desperately seeking right now.
Third and 27 turns out to be no gain for Richards. And Moberly will go two receivers once again. Stone King in motion. Takes the left side. Flings it around. It's a little swirly. And there were three Lafayette County receivers. Flag flies in. As the intended receiver was the tight end, Will Smothers on the left side. And let's see what this flag is. This is a big one. Could it be pass interference on Lafayette County? It did not look like much of a catchable ball there for Smothers. It's overthrown.
That ball could have easily been an interception. A very wonky pass by Stone King. Couldn't tell if he just couldn't get a grip on that ball or what the deal was. But moved around a lot in the air and really wasn't close to a Moberly player. So I'm interested to see what the penalty would be here.
Call pass interference on the Huskers.
That's unfortunate for the Huskers, too, because I think without that pass interference, that ball's still incomplete. So that's a back-breaking penalty for these Huskers. We'll see if they can recover.
I think that's a break for the Spartans as well. It should move them to the spot. And I believe it's still going to remain. It should remain third down. It's not an automatic first. It's not an automatic first down. So they're saying the interference was at about the 26. Here is a third and 12. It's going to be a handoff. This is Walter going to gain four on the play and then be side tackled there. It looks like that is Jacob Herrera, the defensive tackle. And it'll be fourth and eight coming up for Moberly.
I think you got to go for it here, Scott. And it looks like they will. Move up in the middle of that Lafayette County defense. Really see if you can punch him in the mouth and get to the end zone here.
Lafayette County wanted the ball to start the game. Still plenty of time to go here in the first half. 14-6, Moberly with the lead. Stone King in the gun. One receiver, one to the right. Time running out, and good awareness by the sophomore. Calling a timeout for the Spartans. Can't afford to lose 5 yards on 4th and 8.
Absolutely not. That would force them into a very uncomfortable situation. The field's a little too short to punt. Definitely too long for the field goal, so you're stuck going for it. And losing 5 yards there would be detrimental to this Moberly team.
I was going to say, Hayden Hopper, 2 for 3 on the PATs, and he had 2 field goal attempts last year and failed to make either of them. And he was dealing with a little bit of a shoulder injury. That's why we saw last week Ethan Vandal take the kickoffs and PATs. And actually did really well last week. Vandal went 4 for 4 on the PATs, and or actually, I beg your pardon, 4 for 5 as the Spartans ended up winning 34-0. He went 4 for 5 on the PATs, so Hopper had the shoulder injury, which kept him out last week against Osage, but now he is back. Not doing the kickoffs tonight, but he is doing the PATs, and I have to imagine he'd be the guy for field goals if the Spartans got into a reasonable territory and wanted to go for it. So now 4th and 8 here for Moberly after the timeout. Good awareness by the sophomore quarterback, Stone King, and that's Exhibit A of showing what a leader does. And you got one left, one right, 2 in the backfield. Stone King once again in the gun. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off to Richards. In and with a full head of steam. Has to get to the 14. He's going to be close. And it is going to be, it looks like it is going to be turnover on downs as Richards is 1 yard shy.
That is a huge win for Lafayette County. After the pass interference, Moberly got back into a running situation. Really their strength, Lafayette County was able to stop Moberly on that drive. Huge win. Definitely momentum boost for this Lafayette County team and a confidence boost as well.
Here's the 1st and 10 here for the Huskers. And they will start here on their own 16-yard line. And it'll be Sears and Gunn on the wing tee, one receiver to the left, and that is Coral. Here's the snap. It's a little bit high, and this will be Mason Gash on a run and draw to the left, and quickly in on the penetration and getting the stop is Andrew Huff for the Spartans after a 2-yard gain. Clock winding here. 7:10 to go here in the second quarter. 14-6 Spartans with the lead. One receiver to the left, one in the backfield. That's Gash as well as Wetland. Make that 2, make it 3 now. Here's the snap. Sneers to the left side. Hurdles over his offensive lineman, and he is going to be clawed down to the turf there by Jared Kinder. Just bear hugged him and brought him down. It will be a 3-yard gain for the senior quarterback. So now we'll get a 3rd and 4 coming up here for the Huskers, and pace has really started to slow down here, trying to get things lined up. 17 on the play clock. Sears getting the signal from his head coach, Steve Cook. Things are now lined up. 7 seconds on the play clock. Here's a 3rd and 3. High snap. Sears crowds it back in, looking for a pass. It is caught by Coral near the left sideline, and he's going to be jammed out on the play there by Smothers, and it's enough for a 1st down. It's a 5-yard pass play on Sears, and they will get it all the way to the Lafayette 30.
Nice play there by Lafayette County. Coral was over in the left side of the field. No Spartans defenders around him. An impressive job by Sears to find him on the side and get that 1st down.
Especially difficult conditions in trying to make a catch here.
Absolutely.
I don't think you're going to see much hand catches. You're going to try and grab that with your forearms for the most part, I have to think, in this kind of weather.
Absolutely.
Ball 1st and 10 for Lafayette County. Sears in the gun. This one's high over his head. Corrals back in. 2 Spartans in on pursuit. Smothers is there for the sack. A little bit of a high snap there from Ethan Brankin, and that good work there by Sears to jump up and pluck that out of the air. Otherwise, you had Smothers and also Walter quickly pursuing there.
Sears.
Probably would have been disastrous for the Huskers.
Sears played that really well. Great vertical jump by him to keep that ball from going back all the way into the end zone. We'll see if Lafayette County can get that snap under control. That's the second or third wild snap they've had so far in the game.
You think he's a basketball player for the Huskers?
Got to be. After that jump, I'm convinced.
I was going to say, so that was some pretty good leaps here from the 6'1", 205 senior. He takes a snap on 2nd and 15. This time going to throw up the middle. Catching in his stride is Eshton Gordon, the wide receiver. And he will get a chunk of change on 2nd and 15. He'll get a total of 8 to be exact, and it's going to be a 3rd and about 6 coming up here for the Huskers in pursuit. There was Jared Heron, who gets the tackle for Mobley.
And folks, if you want an idea of what the field conditions are here at Lafayette County, that field in the middle is brown. Not a whole lot of grass showing in the middle of the football field. And the Mobley jerseys, there are some players I'm having trouble making out the numbers on their uniforms. Very muddy, nasty night here, and every pass play that I've seen completed is impressive because these kids are trying extra hard just to get hands in the ball.
3rd and 5, quick toss to Mason Gash on the left side here, and 3 Spartans in on the pursuit really quick and coming in very late and getting the final takedown is Tyler Nickerson. And you mentioned about the field, just imagine, I like using the analogy, it's like you're walking on cookie dough. In a way, it's got like that soft, gushy feeling, but it's got just enough firmness where if you run a fine angle, you're going to be okay. But if you take like a sharp angle, like we saw Cam Lowry do a little earlier in this game, you're going to slip.
Absolutely. And when we went in the field earlier, it was obviously drier than it is now. With this rain coming down, it's getting worse and worse to these players, and it'd be interesting to see how they respond.
4th and 8, and the punt is off of Tanner Sears. Draws a little bit of light. Instead of Ryan a little bit low, it's only going to be about a net of about 20 on the play. So Mobley, once again, they've been moving the ball on the ground relatively well in this game. Steven, what's allowed them to get so many holes, especially with Richards and Walter early?
Just the point I've been bringing up throughout the game, the offensive line for this Mobley team is very strong. I'll mention again, 5 seniors on the offensive line. And they have quite the size advantage on this Lafayette County team. You can see it as you watch the game. Just an enormous size advantage. Lafayette County is just going to have to be gritty and get in there. They displayed an ability to do that last drive, and we'll have to keep it up to have a chance here in this game.
I was going to say another thing that I think I've been really impressed with the Spartans. And granted, I haven't seen the Spartans in 2016, believe it or not, but I was going to say, you mentioned about kind of just having the size advantage alone. I think what Mobley has done a really good job here is kind of when they block, they're moving guys. They're not just getting in the way. They're actually moving guys, and they're really opening up holes. The blocking protection, not just for Stone King, but also getting Richards and Walter some breathing room to really attack the holes. That's been really impressive so far tonight from Spartans in my eye.
And that's just a testament to how well their strength and conditioning program is over the summer. These kids come into these games ready to play, big, strong. And it's not just the starting offensive line that are big like this. We have offensive linemen on the bench, such as Cameron Price, who's 6 foot, 305 pounds, and Hunter Moutre, 6'1", 280. So even on the bench, they have big, strong kids, and they can really come in and sub and stay fresh.
Here is Stonke on 1st and 10 on a quarterback draw to the left side, trying to work around his left tackle, Cameron Newcomb, and he is going to gain about 3 on the play and make it the tackle. There's Tanner Sears, the outside linebacker for the Huskers. 3:10 to go here in the first half. Brad Boyer's going to have your Mobley Motors halftime report. The 8th-3rd Bell game taking place tonight on Crest between Marcellin and Brookfield. We also have South Shelby and Macon over on Glory. We'll have highlights from those and also highlights from our game. Here's a 2nd and 8 and getting the handoff. We haven't really called Landon Gray's name in the backfield for a little while. And first touch he's had in probably this quarter. It's a loss of a 2 on the play.
Which is surprising to me. I think Landon Graves deserves to get the ball more. Had 2 carries of 16 yards during that first quarter. Morley wants to get this offense back up to tempo. Landon Graves is a key player for them to get going.
Graves already 3 rushing touchdowns on the season. Came in to save 100 yards on 15 touches. 3rd and 10 here for Morley on their own 49. 1 left, 1 right, 2 in the backfield. Stone King in the gun, Richards, and also Graves, and it's going to be Richards on the draw up the middle, and he is going to gain about 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 4th down. Now, interesting dilemma here, Stephen. Mobley gets the ball to start the second half. It's 4th and 10 here. Ball is on the Husker 47. Are you punting? trying to pin them, or do you go for it?
I punt. This Lafayette County defense, or offense rather, has not proven they can move the ball on this Moberly defense. So I would punt, pin them back as far as you can, and just keep them out of the end zone with 2 minutes left.
Looks like Cody McDowell's going to take a timeout here with 5 seconds to go on the play clock, trying to milk as much time as possible. And this has been, as we mentioned, a little bit of a transition year for the Huskers as timeout is called by the Spartans. 1:32 to go. They've lost the 5 All-State players from the state run just 1 year ago. But there is still a decent amount of experience on this Husker team. You got experience on the line to juniors and a senior on the forefront on the defensive side at the very least. You do have one freshman starting in Austin Guard and also a sophomore in Brandon Shockley, although Shockley has been sensational for the Huskers here early in the season. Had a fumble return touchdown in week 1's win against South Callaway. But keep an eye on this Husker team kind of down the road, especially getting towards late in the season after they're playing some big teams. So it looks like Moberly is going to punt, as Steven mentioned. And here is the boot from Stone King. A decent one, and takes it all the way to the 10. And that's a beautiful punt by Stone King. Going to roll out of bounds all the way at the 4-yard line. Well done, Dominic Stone King.
Absolutely perfect punt. Pin them back in the corner. Couldn't ask for a better kick from Dominic Stone King.
That is going to be a net punt as he booted it at about his own 40, and that is going to be about a 41-yard punt there for Stone King. And now, if you're in a Moberly defense, you got a chance here on 1st and 10. Ball is going to be at the 4-yard line. I think it's fair to say Tony Stone King is going to dial up something.
Absolutely. Aggressiveness is key for this Moberly defense here. Let's see if they get a safety or get that ball back close to their own end zone.
Here comes Moberly defense on the snap, and they're going to give it to Mason Gash, and he is going to gain about 1 on the play. They were bringing the house there. Smothers and Stone King coming in from their safety positions, trying to come full head steam, and it's going to be actually about a 2-yard gain on the play. Minute to go here in the half.
You got to bring the house if you're Moberly. Put pressure on this Lafayette County team. They haven't displayed any ability to throw the ball more than about 10 yards. And with the wet ball, too, I don't think they will. So this Moberly defense really has got to bring the house here if Lafayette County's going to continue to try to move down the field.
Sears has only had 2 passes completed, 1 to Gordon and 1 to Quarrel. Or make that 3, I beg your pardon. 3 seconds go on the play clock, and here is the snap. It's going to be a read option. Sears Smothers negotiates his way through the Huskers, and he is going to bring down Sears. That is going to be no gain on the play. 20 seconds to go here, and I think the Huskers are just going to let things wind down and let things kind of just play out. And that is going to do it for half number 1, Stephen Holstein. The Moberly Spartans getting a kickoff return touchdown and also a rushing touchdown. They take a 14-6 lead over the Class 2 runner-up Lafayette County Huskers after a total of 24 minutes on the play. What do you take away there in that half?
Physical play by Moberly, absolutely dominating Lafayette County on both lines. Without that big interception turn, Lafayette County would have a big goose egg in the scoreboard right now. So Lafayette County's really got to come out in that second half and be physical and compete with those Moberly Lions ahead in this game.
15 minutes going up on the clock, and now we'll send it about 100 miles away to the northeast, where Brad Boyer is in the warm confines of the Moberly Motor Sports Test. He'll have your halftime highlights from our game and also the other 2 games we have, the Bell game on Crest and also Macon and South Shelby on Glory 97. The Moberly Motors halftime show is coming up next on Quix, KWIX, AM Moberly, KWIX, FM, Cairo, and online at centralmoinfo.com. Moberly leads Lafayette County 14-6.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Brad with you here tonight on a soggy Friday, week number 3. But we've got some good football games going on all of our stations. As you're listening here, the Spartans on top of Lafayette County, 14-6 after spotting the Huskers an early score. The Bell game is a typical Linn County head knocker. Marceline leads Brookfield by a score of 6-0. And the Tigers of Macon have just scored to go on top of South Shelby 14-0. That game on Glory 97.3 FM. And not only are football games close, the baseball game on Kirk is close as well. Detroit has just come back off Austin Gomber to tie the game at 3. That's on 99.9 FM. We'll hit some of the scores that we have for you. We're going to be joined by our listeners on KTCM Glory 97.3 in just a bit, and we'll go ahead and run over some highlights at that point. Other scores in the NCMC, a final from last night. Mexico beat Marshall by a score of 35-25. A few games bumped up early to try to beat the rainfall, and Mexico goes to 2-1 with the victory. Marshall drops to 1-2. And tonight, Kirksville all over Fulton. Trey Barrow's team, the Hornets, looking at their third straight loss as they trail 28-0. Kirksville trying to improve to 2-1. Those are the first two conference games in the NCMC this season. Moberly will be starting conference play with Fulton next Friday night. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, Macon has just scored again, so the Tigers are up 20-0, and they are trying to get to 3-0 on the young season. A matchup of Panthers in Centralia, and is Palmyra on top of the host by a score of 6-0. And the Monroe City Panthers, ranked third in the state in Class 2, out to a 14-0 lead at Highland tonight. Moving to the Lewis and Clark Conference, Salisbury leads Harrisburg 6-0. Panthers trying to get their first win of the season, so is Harrisburg, tight one at Salisbury tonight. Fayette is out early. The Falcons lead Schuyler County by a score of 22-0. The Falcons, seventh ranked in the state in Class 1, trying to get to 3-0. The Westrand Knox County game has been moved to Davis Field on the campus of CMU, and Westrand liking the turf tonight as they lead by a score of 13-0 over the Eagles. Paris hosting Scotland County, the other Lewis and Clark Conference contest. In the Eastern Missouri Conference, Bowling Green leads Mark Twain by a score of 7-0 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, North Callaway leads Clopton-Ellsbury 14-0. Also in the second, Wright City over Van Far Community by a score of 18-0. And the other matchup, Montgomery County, South Callaway. We are joined by our listeners now on KTCM Glory 97.3 as we're running through some of the scores here on week number three. We are reporting from the Moberly Motors Sports Desk on this rainy Friday night. In the Tri-County Conference, Blair Oaks, the number two team in Class 2 football, leading Boonville, former NCMC school, 19-0. Osage, the team that lost in the mud at Moberly last week, bouncing back as they lead the California Pintos 13-0. Chad Holt, Moberly graduate, his Eldon team off to a 2-0 start. Right now, Eldon is scoreless with Hallsville in the second quarter. And last night, Versailles knocked off ninth-ranked Southern Boone 30-22. Trent Tracy, head coach there, former Moberly assistant, and his Eagles take their first loss of the season. In the Midland Empire Conference, Chillicothe really struggling this season. They've lost to two NCMC opponents, Marshall and Kirksville, and they trail the Maryville Spoofhounds in the second quarter, 26-0. Some other non-conference action, one final from last night, and how about the Slater Wildcats? Off to a 3-0 start. We need to go back in the books and see the last time that happened. Slater beat MMA 44-16. Big matchup in Columbia right now. Rockbridge has the advantage. The Bruins lead Columbia battle 21-8 in a battle of top 10 teams there. Hannibal has suffered two narrow losses to Jeff City teams this season, by 1 point to Helias, by 3 to Jeff City. The Pirates are cruising tonight as they lead the Liberators of Bolivar High School 28-0. Annual Mid-Missouri matchup, the Jeff City Jays lead the Hickman Cupies by a score of 13-0. These are all second quarter scores. Helias trails St. Louis Vianney by a score of 6-0. Clark County Indians have crossed the river. They lead West Hancock, Illinois 14-6. And we have one other final. They moved this game up earlier in Washington, Missouri to beat some of the rain. And Tolton Catholic lost to St. Francis Borgia in a AAA conference game, 49-21. In eight-man football tonight, North Shelby will host, or is hosting rather, Norbern Hardin Central. So that is a rundown of the scores, and we are going to right now play you some highlights from our games on the radio. Let's get to the Bell game, and the Marceline Tigers have just scored again to go on top. But let's take a look. First quarter action. They have a tremendous weapon, do the Tigers, in their field goal kicker.
3:20 to go here in the first. Bruner to kick. Phillips the holder. This will be a 34-yard field goal. Snap is good. Kick is up. And that one is good, too. So Marceline, the first one to strike here in the 83rd Bell game.
That is Ben Widenstein with the call of the 34-yard field goal. And that was the only scoring in the first quarter, 3-0 Tigers. In the second quarter, another field goal by their outstanding kicker.
The snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is up. The officials say the kick is good. 2-for-2 today for Colin Bruner. And he puts Marceline up 6-0 to start quarter number two.
I hear the bells at Chester Ray Stadium. So a slugfest between these Linn County rivals in the mud tonight, as Marceline on top by a score of 6-0. In the first quarter, a lot of action in the Moberly Lafayette County game. And it was the Huskers, after an interception, cashing in.
Here is second and goal from one. In the gun, here is Tanner Sears. Takes snap. It's going to be quarterback. Keeper draws to the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, Huskers.
Scott Lunny with the call there. The PAT, no good. Unfortunately, during the break, they went quickly on the kickoff, and we didn't get that audio to you, but Curtis Walters sprinted 90 yards on the kickoff return. And the extra point by Hayden Hopper, good to make it 7-6. Moberly, the Spartans increased their lead with 3:50 to go in the first quarter.
Stone King in the gun with one man in the backfield, and they are going to go to Landon Grace. Win of a full head seam to the 5, all the way into the end zone for a Spartan touchdown. 13 yards for the senior, his fourth of the year. And the Spartans extend their lead to 13-6.
And the PAT by Hopper good. So at halftime, Moberly leads Lafayette County by a score of 14-6, trying for their second victory in a row this season. All the scoring in the Macon South Shelby game in the second quarter. Nash Waller, a fine quarterback for the Tigers, with his tally with 7:49 to go in the first half.
Waller out of the pistol. High snap, brings it down. He'll keep it himself. He's got to see him up the middle. Touchdown, Tigers!
J.B. Conley with the call on KTCM. Tyrell Inyard hit the extra point to make it 7-0 Macon. 2:42 to go in the second quarter. This time it was a running back.
Hand off to Mitchell, has a seam. He's to the 10, to the 5, spins to the end zone. Touchdown!
14-yard run by Dominic Mitchell. The extra point by Inyard, good to make it 14-0. And then the Tigers go on top with 1:01 to play first half.
Waller out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking to throw on first down. Lobs one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open at the 15-yard line. 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Christian Riekeberg, a 47-yard touchdown reception. And the Tigers go up 20-0.
The extra point was a block. So at halftime, Macon leads South Shelby by a score of 20-0. Those are broadcast games as we are joined at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk by those listening on Crest to the Bell game. A pair of field goals has the Tigers on top of Brookfield by a score of 6-0. Coming up, we will run over some more scores and take a look at what's coming up Saturday in our sports lineup. We'll get to that in 1 minute on KTCM Quicks and Crests.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
We are back on Crest, K-R-E-S, Moberly, K-W-I-X, A-M, Moberly, K-W-I-X, F-M, Cairo, and also KTCM, Glory 97.3, at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk on this Friday. We can tell you that the Cardinals and the Tigers are tied 3-3, top of the seventh in Detroit, and the Royals in the top of the third inning on top of the Minnesota Twins by a score of 3-2. Let's take a look at our high school scoreboard for those joining us. Let's run over the list of scores again. In the NCMC last night, Mexico defeated Marshall 35-25. As the Bulldogs go to 2-1, Marshall 1-2. Kirksville is shutting out Fulton 28-0 in the second quarter. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, besides Macon's 20-point lead at South, Palmyra, the only touchdown so far in the first half at Centralia, 6-0. And Monroe City leads at Highland 14-0. In the Lewis and Clark Conference, this game moved to CMU tonight. Newly minted number one ranked Westrand leads Knox County 13-0. Fayette shutting out Schuyler County 22-0. Salisbury 6-0 over Harrisburg. The other game in that conference, Scotland County, is at Paris. In the Emo tonight, Bowling Green leads Mark Twain Early 7-0. North Callaway 14-0 over Clopton Ellsbury. Wright City shutting out Van Far Community 18-0. And no score yet, Montgomery County, South Callaway. Tri-County Conference, Blair Oaks is shutting out Boonville 19-0. Osage leading California 13-0. Hallsville and Eldon scoreless in the second quarter. And a final from last night, Versailles knocked off ninth-ranked Southern Boone 30-22. No score yet from the Grand River Conference. Milan trying to go 3-0 at Maysville, and the Putnam County Midgets hosting South Harrison. In the Midland Empire Conference, Maryville leads Chillicothe 26-0. Non-conference action last night, Slater moved to 3-0 with a 44-16 win over Missouri Military Academy. In Columbia, matchup of top 10 teams, and Rockbridge leads Battle 21-8. Hannibal at home shutting out Bolivar 28-0. Mid-Missouri rivalry, Jeff City 13-0 over Hickman. Helias losing to Viani 6-0. And Clark County leads at West Hancock, Illinois, 14-6. We have another final to pass along. They kick this one off early in Washington to beat some of the rain. And St. Francis Borgia won a AAA conference game over Columbia Tolton Catholic, 49-21. In eight-man football tonight, North Shelby is at home hosting Norbern Hardin Central. So that is a rundown of all the scores right up to date. And we will have all the results for you coming up on the End Zone show after our Bell game coverage on Crest. We'll also be visiting with coaches live on the air post-game coverage for you and update you on records, conference standings, and we'll have our Player of the Week award. And as far as tomorrow's sports action, we've got baseball and we've got college football for you. We'll start off at Stokes Stadium. The Truman Bulldogs host third-ranked Morningside from the NAIA. We'll have the game for you on Crest, starting with the Truman tailgate at 12:10 and centralmoinfo.com. Shortly after the Bulldogs tomorrow, it's Cardinals baseball on Crest. Cardinals play the Tigers in Detroit. Pre-game coverage at 4:35. Mizzou will entertain Wyoming. We'll have that game for you tomorrow on 99.9 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com. Two-hour pregame show at 4 o'clock. And the Royals at Minnesota tomorrow on 92.5 Quicks FM starting at 5:30. Sunday, we'll have the Chiefs season opener in L.A. against the Chargers. 2 o'clock pregame start on 99.9 The Captain. That's going to do it from the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We're going to send it back to the game you are enjoying, and I'll talk to you on the End Zone show afterwards.
Looking for big discounts on pre-owned vehicles? Thomas Motors has a huge selection of one-owner local trade-ins, like a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, a 2007 BMW with low mileage, a 2015 Chevy Impala, and much more. Stop in Thomas Motors in Moberly today to find big discounts on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. Online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Welcome back to Lafayette County High School. The Huskers trailed Spartans 14-6. It's a little squid kick to start things out to start the second half and getting the recovery for the Moberly Spartans. That would be Hunter Martin who gets the recovery. Scott Lunty alongside Stephen Holstein tonight and what has been a steady rain here today at Lafayette County High School. The Spartans lead 14-6 in their going to get the ball to start out here on the 34-yard line. Steve will join us in a couple of seconds to give us some of the key players during that first half, and we'll talk a little bit about what to expect the second half. Here's a first and 10. Ball is on the 34 of the Spartans. One left, one right. Stone King in the gun. A little bit of a backspin snap, and Stone King's going to keep it. Stiff arms one. Trying to find some room to cut the corner. He gets yardage to the 45. And it's going to be
close to a 10-yard gain. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, so it's going to be a 5-yard gain. And, Steven, what do you got for some first-half stats for us?
Very balanced first-half attack on the ground for the Spartans. 5 carries and 39 yards for Landon Graves with that TD run. 5 carries, 21 yards for Chance Richards. 5 carries, 26 yards for Curtis Walter, and then 2 carries and 4 yards for Cameron Lowry. So really spreading the ball to those running backs on offense. Spartans, interestingly enough, have not completed a pass yet, as Stone King had 3 attempts and threw that INT on his second attempt. So we'll see if they mix in more pass here in the second half.
Second and 5 here for Spartans. Stone King and the gun. They will give it to Chance Richards. Full head of steam at the middle, and he will finally be brought down after a 10-yard gain. Flag on the play, however. A little bit of a busy first half for our referee, Romy Payne. And by all indications, this is looking like it's going to be a hold on the Spartans, and indeed it is. So that will negate the 10-yard run by Richards. And it's going to be a spot foul, so instead of 2nd and 5, it'll be 2nd and 15 for Moberly. So the Huskers strike first in this game, Stephen, with the interception by Mason Gash. It took it 51 yards, and then they ultimately scored. But then it's been all Spartans. What do the Huskers need to do to kind of get a little momentum going? Because even though it's a one-possession game, it kind of feels more if you're Lafayette County.
Lafayette County has not been able to do anything on the offensive side of the ball. They got that gift interception that put them close to the goal line in the first quarter. But other than that, they have had so much trouble moving the ball. They're going to have to find a way to get it upfield somehow.
Crowd has gotten a little more amped up for the Huskers here, and here's a 2nd and 9. It's going to be about a 2-yard gain here for Richards off the halfback draw on the left side. Good tackle there by Dennis Dawkins, the defensive tackle. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8. So Spartans are going to line up here with 1 left, 1 right, 2 in the backfield. Richards is very muddy, white jersey just to the right of Stone King. Here's the snap, makes it to Richards. Stone King on the keeper at the read option, cuts to the inside, and he will gain about 3 on the play and a big time stop there for the Huskers. Mason Gash, the All-State linebacker, coming in on the stop after a 3-yard gain by the sophomore quarterback, and it'll be 4th and 5 for the Spartans. Punting time.
And this is an excellent start for Lafayette County here in the second half. Got the stop on the Spartans before they got anywhere on the field. And that's what Lafayette County is going to have to do to get back into this football game.
Stone King in punt formation. It is Brandon Shockley who is deep for the Huskers. Here's Stone King with the boot. It was a good one last time. This one is just as good. Shockley bobbles it. It's on the ground. Ball's loose. Spartans have it. Spartans are pointing, they have it, and they say they do. And now Steve Cook, the head coach, is irate. The ball went right through the hands of Shockley as he was trying to catch it, and then 3 Spartans were on the pursuit. And that's a dagger if you're Lafayette County.
Cameron Lowry making his presence felt, picking up that muff punt there on Lafayette County. Huge swing of momentum here to begin the second half for the Spartans, and a new shot of life in their arm. Let's see if they can capitalize.
And the final verdict from Romy Payne is Spartan ball. Moberly in their away white uniforms, blue numbering, red trimming around, and the Spartan helmet on the white, or the Spartan logo on the white helmet, blue pants to go along with it. Lafayette County in their home blue uniforms with the wheat gold helmets and numberings, white trimming around those numbers. It's going to be 1st and 10 off of the muff punt from Shockley. Moberly gets it at the 27-yard line. They're going to go ahead and get lined up. 1 left, 1 right on a split-back formation. Stone King once again in the gun. To his right is Graves, behind is Richards. It's an option. Stone King up the middle. 2 to 25 to the 20. Back to the inside, and it is Shockley who will swallow him up for a 5-yard gain. Or actually make that about a 7-yard gain. 2nd and 3 coming up here for Moberly. Moving the ball really well this evening is the Spartans, especially on the ground. They're trying to extend their 14-6 lead, 9:30 to go here in the third quarter. 1 left, 1 right for the Spartans again.
Two in the backfield. That is Richards' tailback. Just to the right is Graves. This is Richards, the tailback. Draw up the middle, and Husker on the ground making the tackle, getting a little bit of assistance, was the right guard, Tyler Nickerson, for the Spartans. And it looks like they're full credit that tackle to Michael Jordan. Spartan first down, however, off of the gain of 6. And it will be 1st and 10 on the Lafayette County 15. Split back formation again for the Spartans. On 1st and 10, Stone King takes the gun snap, keeps it, pitches it over to Graves, and he tried to cut up to the middle, Steven, and lost an edge.
And that wet field rears its ugly head again as Graves tried to make a sharp cut and just couldn't do it on this soggy field. That's something Mobley's going to have to watch out for and remember from that first half.
I was going to say, we haven't really seen many halfback tosses in this game as well, and I think that's an exact byproduct of a wet turf. So it brings up 2nd and 10 here for the Spartans. 8:30 to go here in the third quarter. They lead 14-6. One left, one right. Same formation as the previous two plays. Stone King once again in the gun for Moberly. Takes the snap, reads it, fakes it over to Rays as they are trying to find Richards on the left side, and it'll be about a 3-yard gain for the senior. Jacob Herrera in on the penetration. 6'0", 280 senior getting some penetration on the Spartan offensive line. Haven't seen that much tonight.
No, that Spartan offensive line has been dominated, but great penetration there by the Lafayette County defense. They're going to need to keep that up.
3rd and 7 here. One left, one right. Once again, same formation for the Spartans. This time, it is going to be Walter on the left side and Stone King on the read. Takes it to the left. Trying to work around one offensive lineman for the Spartans, but he is going to be brought down by Joey Lavigne, the corner for the Huskers, and it's going to be a 2-yard gain, 4th and about 4.5 here coming up from Moberly. And this is obvious 4-down territory at this point.
For sure. We'll see if they run or pass here. Maybe a pass to catch Lafayette County by surprise after running it pretty much this whole game. But I'm going to call a run to Landon Graves in this play.
4th and 4. One left, one right for the Spartans. Lafayette County crowd coming on their feet, trying to act as the 12th man. Here is Stone King. It's going to be a handoff. Here is Chance Richards pulling his way all the way to the end zone for a Spartan touchdown on 4th and 4. 10 yards for the senior. Spartans up 20-6.
What a run by Chance Richards. Puts his head down and goes. That Lafayette County defense couldn't do anything to stop him there, as he's just a bulldozer.
And it's like a pin dropped in front of us with this Husker crowd. And Hayden Hopper will come in to try and go 3 for 3 from the PAT mark. Left leg follows through and draws it down the fairway. 21-6, Moberly with the lead, trying to go 2-1. On the 2018 campaign on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvary. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a 4-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
On the return for the Huskers. This is Brandon Shockley off of the kickoff, and it's a 21-6 lead for the Spartans. Coming in full head of steam there is Jared Kinder, the sophomore. He's made an impact on special teams.
Steven, you mentioned that was a big backbreaker for Lafayette County on the special teams.
Oh, my goodness. They finally stopped that Moberly offense in their own territory in five downs, and they just couldn't capitalize with that muff punt. What a momentum killer for this Lafayette County team. We'll have to see if they can climb back. I don't know if they can.
Have you ever been in a situation where you get in that where it's like, man, I got it. I figured out a way how to stop this offense, and then, boom, you make that mistake, and then Moberly just goes down the other way. Have you ever been in a situation, anything similar like that, where you're just like, man, we're there, but we're not there, you know?
Absolutely. I've been in several situations like that, and you just got to, you know, you got to get past the mental block of the moment. There's still plenty of time left this game. Lafayette County's only down by two scores, but they got to put something together here quick and get in that end zone, get the momentum going in their direction, and find a way to beat this Moberly team. A perk for this Lafayette County team is that this Lafayette County crowd has come alive in the second half. There's been a noticeable difference in volume and participation in this crowd, and I think that home crowd momentum could be a big momentum booster for this Lafayette County football team.
I will say, give them credit. It's been steady raining here pretty much the entire game. There's been a steady light rain pretty much the entire duration of this game. There's a lot of people in the stands for this game. They are absolute troopers, and I mean, can't blame them. They've had a lot of success on the field, this Huskers team. Only one season in the past 7 years, they've had two losses on their entire season slate. And that came 2 years ago. Here's a handoff, and we got a flag flying in. We got two flags now. And this is well off the play here. I wonder if we're going to get some unsportsmanlike on the far side, as the handoff was to Gage Wetland on the left side.
I saw where the flags were thrown was a scuffle between 67 Cameron Price from Moberly and a Lafayette County lineman. We'll have to see what they call here.
Wasn't much of they weren't throwing punches by any means. If that were the case, they would be out here. But
just a little jawing, a little grabbing back and forth. Nothing too serious, but we'll see what the refs call here.
Definitely something to warrant a penalty, and I'm going to say it's going to be a block in the back, and then it's probably going to be on sportsmanlike conduct here on Moberly, and that's exactly what it is. So it's going to be offsetting penalties. So first down coming up. 6:31 to go here in the third quarter. We haven't seen much of Mason Gash getting involved on the offensive side. He's their leading rusher, had 150 yards in the win against Lafayette, or in the win against South Callaway week one, and also three rushing touchdowns. He's almost been non-existent on the offensive side tonight.
Moberly's done a great job containing him. Only 8 carries for 23 yards in this game, and they've done a great job of keeping him contained in the backfield.
Read the left side for Lafayette County, going on pass here on first down, and in on the blitzing, getting the sack. The first one of the season for the Spartans. It's going to belong to Toby Short. The strong safety, the backup strong safety coming in and just swallowed Sears for a loss of five.
Big play there by the sophomore, Toby Short, making his presence felt on defense, and that's a big play from Moberly.
Hard to believe this defense with a shutout, and then also, granted, they allowed 21 to Sedalia Smith-Kahn, did not have a sack coming into tonight's game, and that's the first one of the season. Toby Short, well done. Here's second and 15, and now they're going to try and go with a little quick slant to left side for Dawson Cora, a little bit too far ahead by Sears. That's going to be incomplete, and now third and 15, and now obvious pass situation here if you're Lafayette County.
You have to get something going on the offensive side. Throw it deep if you have to. Catch this Moberly defense off guard, and you might get lucky and score a touchdown on a big pass play.
I have to think as we get an official timeout here for drier football. It's going to be kind of a prevent quarters defense for Spartans, and that's exactly what they're going to do here on third and 15. In the gun, Sears on an empty backfield of five wide, a flag on the play, and someone ran the red light on the right side. So they'll move back 5 yards, and now Lafayette County has to get 20 yards. Try and get the first down. They got to get all the way to their own 34 to make that happen. You mentioned about the Lafayette crowd. How about the Moberly crowd making the hour 45-minute drive?
I'm impressed by the Moberly crowd tonight. The visitor stands are about full here at Lafayette County High School. And that Moberly crowd travels well, always have. And, man, what a great fan base that Moberly has.
Another flag on the play, and is it going to be another procedure on Lafayette County? And getting a look, and it's another false start. So 10 yards of penalty right there. Not going to help you, and now they got to go a quarter of the football field to get a first down.
Tough situation for Lafayette County here. On one hand, you don't want to risk throwing an interception and setting up Moberly with excellent field position. But on the other, a deep pass might be your only option here. And if it works, it could be a huge momentum booster. So tough situation here for Lafayette County coach Steve Cook.
They're just lost right now because they now call a timeout after that third and 25. A lot of disorganization by the Huskers with the pair of false starts, and then now you get the timeout. It's been a very bad, it's like the wheels have come off here.
Absolutely, and if Lafayette County is going to have any chance of coming back in this game, they've got to get their heads in the right place to beat this Moberly team, because this Moberly team is not letting up. In fact, I'd argue they've gotten stronger as this game's gone along.
I would wholeheartedly agree, and I was going to say, this is a big game for the Spartans because it's your final non-conference game before you take on Fulton next week in your conference opener, and also happens to be your conference home opener, I might add, as Moberly is alternating from home and away through the season as their schedule is kind of just played out to be. But you will go 2-1 in non-conference. I'd say that's pretty good going into conference play if you're the reigning NCMC champs.
Absolutely, and this Moberly team lost to quite a few players last year. Of course, they lost All-State linebacker Ben Hyman, Luke Vitt, Nick Jolina, quarterback. Lots of key contributors gone from that team.
But can't forget about Jonathan Chapman as well. Now, dangerous pass. Jackson Miller almost getting an interception on the slant on the left side, but it goes through his hands, and they somehow get it to the receiver, Dawson Coral. It's only going to be, actually, it's going to be a loss of about two on the play, 4th and 27 now, Lafayette County. As much as they don't want to, they have no choice. They've got a punt, and this could be dangerous here for the Huskers because you got two speedy guys in Walter and also Lowry who are at the Lafayette County 35. They could very well take this in the house. High
Absolutely.
Snap. Low stinger and it's coming towards Lowry. May have gone off of a Spartan and they say no, it did not. That was getting really too close to comfort for Tashawn Davis and he's lucky that it did not make contact for him. Otherwise, that would have been 1st and 10 for Lafayette County.
Absolutely. Moberly has great field position yet again. Not a very strong punt by Lafayette County. Moberly has great field position, really in prime position to put this game out of reach even further.
21-6 Spartans lead over Lafayette County. 4:49 to go here in the third quarter. They'll start this drive. It's been their best field position of the evening. Next to that muffed punt, they'll be on the 29 of Lafayette County. Two right, two in the backfield. No one on the left side for the Spartans. Stone King once again in the gun. Takes the snap. Options. Ball on the ground. And did the Huskers get it this time? They do. Aaron exchange between Landon Graves and Dominic Stone King. And coming up at the bottom of the pile is Tanner Sears. And sparks some fresh life into the Huskers.
Absolutely huge play for the Huskers. Stone King bobbled the snap in Lafayette County. Quickly seized the moment and took the ball. The Huskers can capitalize here. They're right back in this football game.
Make that the third turnover of the game. As one thing that has gone well for the Huskers is they lead the Spartans in the turnover margin 2-1. And now they got fresh life. Four wide, one in the backfield. Sears in the gun. That's Gash, and they're going to go with a. They're going to look for a slant. Sears waiting too long. Escapes one, has real estate on the left side, going to keep it. Flag deploys, they get a couple of blocks, and Tashawn Short will finally bring him down out of play, and we're going to get a flag. There's a flag on the play, and I think the Lafayette County crowd was looking for a unnecessary roughness after the play on the Spartans, but I don't think that's going to be the case, as getting the tackle was Tashawn Davis. It's going to be a hold on Lafayette County, and that's a tough one to take because that was well off the play as well.
Back-breaking penalties for this Lafayette County team. They have committed them really this whole game to sloppy play from this offense, and they're going to have to get it together.
Been a frustrating night on the penalty side for the Huskers. Spartans have had a couple of their own as well, getting a couple chances to get a couple big runs. For example, Richard's 15-yard run was negated by a holding penalty. So now it's going to be first and 25 for Lafayette County. One right, wing T. Here's the snap. A little bit of movement, but they're going to let it go. And this is Mason Gash on the halfback draw to left side. And good penetration there. Chance Richards on the stop.
Chance Richards has been an absolute animal on both sides of the ball tonight. You see his jersey, Scott. I can't even see the numbers on his jersey anymore. He has just been involved in every play. It's making his presence felt against this Lafayette County team.
Another official timeout here as we get another exchange of ball. Richards is a mauler and first team NCMC player 1 year ago. Also did very formidable with Charlie Gibbs' wrestling team, helping lead the Spartans to a 10th place finish at state last year in Class 2. And he also finished runner-up in the 195 weight class. First time a Moberly Spartan was in a final in the wrestling, in state wrestling since, I believe, 2012, if I'm not mistaken off the top of my head. Here's the second and 25 for the Huskers. Sears and the gun on a four-wide formation. They got an open guy, and that is Dawson Coral. He's been the go-to guy for Sears in this game, and he throws one offline to his left, and it's going to be an incomplete. Third and 25 coming up for Lafayette County. They'll do a quick substitute, and in comes Eshton Gordon, the blocking tight end for the Huskers. 13 seconds to go here on the play clock. Now they'll get quickly lined up here. 10 seconds, 8 seconds. It'll be two right, one left in the I formation. 2 seconds, 1 second. Get it off in time. Overly times it. Goes with the blitz. Wide receiver screen to Shockley. Shakes off one. Can't shake off the second Spartan. And charging in on the stop is Devin Shannon, the receiver. Now we get a late flag on the play. And the Huskers are clapping, indicating it's going to be on the Spartans. It looked like there might have been a taunt there on the Spartans. And if that's the case, that's going to be a first down.
You can't have that if you're Moberly. You push Lafayette County back this far again, and that's going to be a first down for Lafayette County. Not a smart play from the Spartans there.
It looked like there was a taunt of some sort. They call it unsportsmanlike conduct, personal foul, so that is going to move the ball 15 yards, and that should be a first down as well. Or no, it'll be actually a fourth and five. They don't tack on the first down. You do that at college and NFL. I figured they'd do it in high school as well, but I guess that is actually not the case. You learn something new every day, Stephen.
Absolutely.
One left, wing T for the Huskers on fourth and five. Obviously, they're in four-down territory. Sears on motion. Darts one. Dangerous pass, and it is incomplete. Kinder was trying to get the interception. Or, no, make that. Dominic Stoneke was trying to get the interception. Probably fortunate, actually. That's incomplete because that's an interception. Moberly has to go 5 yards longer on that play.
And I see Moberly players arguing the refs that it was an interception. But as you said, Scott, it's actually an advantage to them if it's not. So take the play and get back in offense here.
I think someone in that overly smart defense just said, "Hey, it's okay. We don't need the interception."
Right.
But it'll look good on the stats, but we don't need it.
Yeah, the context. We're okay. The context of the play, not a good interception there at all. Which is not something you can say very often, Scott. But
yeah, it happens.
One of those plays.
I'm never a fan of NFL players. You see this all the time on, like, fourth and long. They go for a deep bomb. They decide to intercept it. I'm never a fan of that. Oh. Here's the handoff to Walter. 2-30 off of first and 10 of the 35, and he'll get pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, making a nice charge in on the play. There was the cornerback, Tyler Simpson. And it'll gain about 6 on the play.
Walter hasn't been too involved here in the second half. It's good to see him get the rock again. He's been pretty solid throughout this game. And we'll see how much more he gets the ball here in this second half.
Second and three here is what they're going to call it. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. 21-6, Spartans with the lead. One left, one right, two in the backfield. That is Walter and also Grays. It's a quarterback keeper. Stone King with room to run. Drives all the way to the left side, and we're going to get a flag on the play. This might tack on. Will Smothers was on the ground for the Spartans, and it looked like he might have gotten shoved on the play, and they're going to call it on the Spartans. That's another back-breaking penalty for Moberly, and an unnecessary one, too.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know about you, but that kind of looked like it was... There was a Husker that was on the... That pushed Smothers down on the play.
That's a tough one for the referees. A lot of movement there when Stone King was coming up the middle. Yeah, that's just Moberly.
Unless they called a hold and he got brought down that way.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's the only thing I can think of. And now we're going to get a flag on the sideline for Moberly over here. And Cody McDowell's not a happy camper. Mental discipline has been an issue for both sides in this game.
And you can understand the frustration from both sides. Bad field conditions, the rain steadily coming down. Frustration for the Lafayette County team not being able to move the ball. Because Moberly team, I think it's just frustration that they can't do more. They've had several opportunities to really put this game out of reach. They haven't been able to do it yet. So I think that's where the frustration comes from on the Moberly side.
As I say, not the situation. Neither of these teams wanted. Lafayette County got into some procedure difficulties, and Moberly's had a couple of tough penalties that they probably could have avoided. Here's a second and 10, and now here's a quick pitch to Walter. Ridden with a head of steam. He's got the first down and more. Walter, to the left side, still bulldozing, and he's going to get all the way down to the 10-yard line. It's a gain of 25 for the senior.
What a run by Curtis Walter. Brought several defenders with him multiple yards down the field. Physical runner, would not come down for anything. That was quite the effort there by Curtis Walter.
He refused to go down. He didn't care if he had four or five, even six on him.
I tell you, Scott, that's one of the most impressive plays I've seen tonight. What a run by Curtis Walter.
Oh, my. On the 11-yard line is what they're going to say. So first and goal is not in play yet. They got to get the one to make that happen. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. One to the right, two in the backfield. Stone King in the gun again. And here is the handoff. And getting hit hard was Landon Grays. And who was that that came in? That was Mason Gash, the All-State linebacker, coming in full head of steam. No gain on the play. And thank gosh, Graves got up after that.
Absolutely. That was an absolute hit stick by Gash. Hasn't been able to make his presence felt in the offensive side, but is making his mark on defense here.
Second and nine here for the Spartans. Ball still on the 11. Yeah, well, stripped over on the far sideline there. Here's the snap by Stone King. Fakes the toss, and now he's going to be swallowed down for a sack. First one of the game for the Huskers, and this time coming in on the penetration. That is going to be Austin Gard, the 6-0 freshman, and that's a loss of four on the play. Surprised we haven't seen many linebacker blitzes from the Huskers in this game, considering how much Moberly has run in this game.
Both teams, for sure, have not thrown the ball much at all. And you're right, Scott, I would expect more stacked boxes from that Husker defense, but I've not seen it so far.
Third and 13. Here's the pass. They'll come across the middle. Here's Smothers. Step five, and it's in the end zone. Spartans score 27-6. A 13-yard connection between Stone King and Smothers gets his first touchdown. No mother is cheering on in the stands, and the Spartans take a 27-6 lead.
What a play by Smothers. There, caught the ball, spun out of the defender, and went right to the end zone. Textbook play there by Moberly. Couldn't ask for a better play from Stone King or Smothers.
You know, they went with the blitz there, and they caught red-handed. Good play call by Cody McDowell. Ball on the ground, and now
It's going to be a throw and a desperate one by Stone King, the holder, just trying to find someone in the end zone. Hopefully someone would get it. That's not going to fall. 27-6, Spartans lead, 10.5 seconds to go in the third quarter on QuicksendCentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Mobley Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams.
Experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
Kickoff for the Spartans on the return is Mason Gesh, the junior. We'll take it all the way back to the 36-yard line. And Spartans lead 27-6 here, and we're going to get one play here in the third quarter before we come to quarter number four. And it's been very methodical, Stephen, the Moberly offense. It's been very, very run heavy. And it seems like we just mentioned it. I'd see a little bit more linebacking blitzing. That was a beautiful play call there by Cody McDowell.
Hey, that's why they don't pay us to coach, Scott. Right when we call for the linebacker blitz, Mobley takes advantage of it and takes it to the end zone. Wonderful play and wonderful execution by Smothers and Stone King there.
So here's Sears on the first play of the drive and final play of the third quarter. It's going to be a 4-yard gain to Mason Gash. Spartans lead 27-6 as we go to the fourth on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The administration, faculty, and staff show their Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the Lady Spartans and come out to the softball games of the 2018 season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here from Higginsville at Lafayette County High School. The Husker cheerleaders are trying to get the crowd involved with the fight song of the Huskers. And it'll be Lafayette County ball, 2nd and 6 here to start the fourth quarter on their own 40. 1 to the right, 1 to the left. 2 in the backfield, in the gun. This is Tanner Sears. They will go to Gash. He's coming in with a little bit of speed. Scratch that. Make that a wetland. Who will get the run, and that is a decent gain. A good sell there by Sears on the quarterback draw to the right side. And Wentland is going to pick up 15, and a Husker first down.
Impressive play by Lafayette County there. That's the plays they're going to have to do. Not a whole lot of time left to come back by 3 touchdowns. They're going to have to keep momentum going and the yardage going like that.
That was a pretty good sell job there by Sears to open that up. Spartans defense thought he had the ball. 1st and 10 here on the Moberly 45, and now we get some movement, and it's a penalty on the Huskers. While Moberly's penalties, Stephen, have been kind of on the discipline side, the Huskers' penalties have been on the line.
I would say a lot of snap count practice is going on at Husker practice next week.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, just have not been able to get in sync on that offensive line with that snap count. So, yeah, I'd say Steve Cook's going to have his hands full next week trying to get them more disciplined on that side of the ball.
Sears, 1st and 15. They don't have a problem on that time with the snap count. However, they do have a problem with 4 Spartans in the backfield to come down with a loss of
10 on the play. Let's see, Kinder leading the charge as well as Tyler Webb. Who else got in there? It looks like maybe Nickerson and Heron, I would say, as well, the others really charging in. And just that big defensive line of Moberly just overpowering that offensive line of Lafayette County. This is saying not much you could do with four big Spartans coming at you full steam. And Sears had to take the sack, had no choice. Here's the third and 24 coming up here. And they're going to have to get to the Moberly 35 here. Here's the snap. Sears takes it. Receivers clear out. Now tries it in motion. And now another sack by the Spartans. And coming in on the play, that is Jared Kinder, the sophomore. How about the game he's had?
He is making
not just on special teams, but now getting involved defensively,
absolutely
too.
Making his presence felt. Two sacks in a row for Kinder, and he is just dominating that Lafayette County line. Impressive from Kinder, too. I mean, he's only a sophomore. He's only going to get better as it goes along here. Kinder is a player to watch, not only for this game, this season, but for the next two or three seasons as well.
And the Spartans are going to need that. I know it's very early in the season, Steven, but you're talking about an all-senior defensive line. The backups, aside for Kinder, are all seniors. He's going to have a bigger role on this defensive line, especially going later on in the season. And who knows, he might become an anchor of that defensive line come the 2019 football season. So this is a big year for him.
Absolutely. And if you ask all of his coaches, too, this kid has potential to be really, really good. He's exciting to watch already. I cannot wait to see how he does against the NCMC.
Moberly gets Fulton next week in their conference opener. And Fulton tonight is taking on Kirksville. And Kirksville was winning that game at last check. Here is Sears pushing it right on third and long. Down the right side and trying to cut that and look for an interception with Stone King. That goes off his face mask, so you're trying to get it to Mason Gash, the junior. Now fourth down coming up, and once again, four down territory here for the Huskers as they trail 27-6 with 10:02 to go in the game.
I liked what I saw there from the Huskers, though. It's the first time this whole football game that they've attempted a pass more than 5 yards downfield. They're going to have to do more than that if they're going to get back in this game here in this fourth quarter. Only 10 minutes left on the clock. Time is running out.
Time is running out indeed, and we got another penalty on the Spartans, and looks like that was a very late flag, and I guess they called an illegal shift, but you can't get that if you're the defense. That's only an offensive penalty.
And the refs are down talking to Stone King. Interested to see what they call here.
Now we got now we're getting some communication back here, and we're now getting a talk with Cody McDowell is talking to the referee now, or the side judge on the far side, and I don't think the guy officials want to mess with would be head coach Cody McDowell. He's part of the MISHA football advisory committee. I think he's one guy that would very much well know the rules. So.
Absolutely. He's been animated this whole game, too. Obviously not a fan of the calls his referees have made so far against the Spartans.
I think he's just looking for a little bit of an explanation on a couple of calls, and Moberly has already gotten a sideline warning, and now they're going to reset the play clock, and I think they just want to get a little clarification on a couple of things on what the call was. I'm assuming that it was probably like a personal foul. It had to be a personal foul of some sort on the Spartans.
I just can't figure out what it was. Trying to interpret the ref signals here, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can't. A little bit rowdy down at the bleachers.
I think there's a lot of confusion in the crowd as well. I don't think the crowd knows what happened in that play either. Confusing play there for the Spartans. But
I think Steve Cook is looking for something as well on the explanation side. I think they're all on the same page, at least for the time being. We'll see how long that lasts. Anyway,
We got football to play. 10:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a punt here from what it looks like from the Huskers. And Spartan man, I think that's Lowry on the return. And they are just going to send it away. And it's going to track all the way down to the 10. Not going to get much roll in this tacky field tonight. And so Spartans will take over at the 10-yard line. So 9:53 to go, 27-6, Stephen. Moberly's played a pretty good game on all facets. They moved the ball well on the offense side. Got a special team play with the 90-yard return from Curtis Walter, and then also they got some big defensive stop and also a turnover. What are you looking to improve aside for the discipline? What's some of the things you're looking to improve on if you're Spartans coming into week four?
I think the Spartans have to develop a more consistent pass game. That completion of Wilson Leathers for the touchdown was their first completion of the ball game. So that's something they're going to keep working on in practice. And, of course, Dominic Stone King's only a sophomore, so plenty of room to improve there. But that's something they're going to have to get better at if they're going to compete in the NCMC and for a state championship this year.
Ball's on the ground, and looks like the handoff over to, I think it was Richards. Tough to tell now with the rain continuing to fall, and a lot of the Spartan jerseys are no longer white. They are now in their brown uniforms, we'll call them. Still blue numbering and red trimming surrounding them, but those jerseys are far from white now at this point. Pretty difficult to identify a number. No gain on the play, nevertheless. Now it's a 2nd and 10 coming up here from the 12-yard line. Stone King in the gun. Here's the snap, and this time this is, looks like Lowry. Now they'll fake the end around and in with some speed, and they'll tiptoe down on the right side. And that is Dominic Stone King on the quarterback keeper. Seen a lot of read options as well, as that was Kinder on the fake for the Spartans.
And as you watch the Spartans on offense, that read option is the bread and butter of the offense. And Stone King's done a great job of making the right read every time and getting that football where it needs to go.
It's enough for a first down as they gain a total of 5 on the play. And we're going to get a 1st and 10 now on the 22. I formation this time. They will stack things up. And now a little bit of a bobble. And now up the middle, this looks like this is Jerry Kinder that gets the handoff. Or no, it'll actually be Chance Richards. And it'll be a 4-yard gain. It's going to be Jacob Herrera on the stop, penetrating in on that Spartan offensive line. We get a 2nd and 6, I should say.
It has become difficult to identify these Moberly players for sure. As we've mentioned several times throughout the broadcast, these kids are brown right now. The numbers are not standing out too well. What a muddy and hard field to play on.
I formation again. Moberly just stacking the box and just running the clock at this point. Here's Richards once again. Been a busy man this evening for the Spartans. Will gain about 3 more on the play. And once again, that is Herrera on the line, getting the stop for the Huskers. 3rd and 2 coming up. Rain's starting to pick up here at Lafayette County. Wind as well, as a matter of fact. Bus ride's going to be so good for the Spartans on their way back, knowing that they have this game pretty much in control, and it's looking like they're going to try to hold the Huskers down to 6 points. Now ball on the ground as the toss over to Jared Kinder goes off his chest, and they're going to say it's Lafayette County ball. Coming up at the bottom of the pile, looks like that is Austin Guard that will come up with it, and Huskers have a little more life. I'm not a fan of that play, especially late in the game, going with the toss.
With only 7 minutes left, being up by 21, and really just having all the momentum on your side, you're right. I think the safe toss was the play there. Then you can punt, pin Lafayette County down in their own territory, and Stone King's been a great punter in this game as well. So I don't understand the play call there from the Spartans.
It's not necessarily the toss. As here's the snap by Sears. He's going to play action to the right, steps up now, steps back. Now trying to escape these Spartans, still looking down the field, and now finds an open man, and that is a catch by Eshton Gordon.
gains 10 on the play, and that's a Lafayette County first down. But I was going to say, you factor in the conditions of the wet ball, you're leading 27-6. Why toss it?
Exactly. I don't
just
understand.
Go for the handoff.
I don't understand that play call. Keep it safe, and as I said, you pin them back in their own territory, and really you've had the momentum on defense. So we'll see. Lafayette County now has great field position. We'll see if they can get any momentum, get back in this game.
Credit Sears looking down the field and finding an open man in Eschen Gordon. It's a first down for the Huskers, and the ball is on the Moberly 13. They got one left in the wing T formation, and now the ball goes off of the back of the center. I don't know how that happened. He must just not let it go in time, and Sears has to be alert and recover, and that's going to be a loss of two.
To Sears' credit, he's done a great job of not letting plays like that get the best of him throughout this game. There's been several bobbled snaps, low and high balls, and he's done one heck of a job of keeping that ball in his hands and trying to make something happen.
Official timeout to exchange to Pigskin. Still a steady rain here at Lafayette County High School. We're staying dry, at least, here in our little hut just on the Lafayette County 45. Now in our high snap, and now this time the Spartans recover, spinning around and getting it is Jared Heron. And this time Lafayette County cannot get the recovery, and that's another backstabber.
That might be it for Lafayette County. If Moberly can drive the ball and get a first down here, I just don't see a way they can come back. Prime field position there, great chance to score and get back in this game. A little sliver of life left. Man, that is the backbreaker of the game, Scott.
Be fascinating to talk to Cody McDowell about Curtis Walter continuing to develop. And now we got an official timeout. It looks like it's going to be for a water break. So 27-6. Looked like they were pointing them to the locker room. Good news is, even though we've had a pretty steady rain pretty much all night, we've had no lightning. That's been the great thing about this. It's been a little bit of a steady rain. Good thing for this Huskers team is this field is going to need to recover after back-to-back soggy home games against Lawson and also against the Spartans, because they're going back on the road to take on a Summit Christian in their next game, which is out near the Kansas City area. And the field's going to need a little bit of a breather, but then they'll get – and that's actually going to be the start of their Missouri River Valley East Conference play as well as for the Huskers, and then they'll take on Richmond on this very field here in about 2 weeks. So the good news is the field's going to get a nice little recovery time of 2 weeks because it desperately needed it.
Yeah, this field is a swamp. Out here right in front of us in the 40-yard line, it is brown. Not a whole lot of grass in sight. And you're right, Scott. It's going to take a lot of groundskeeping to get this thing back up to shape.
Westrand, actually, as a matter of fact, a school about 15 minutes just to the west of Moberly is actually playing their game at Central Methodist University tonight. It's because it's their third consecutive home game, and their field is just torn up. Here's Chance Richards on first and 10, and he will power his way for 11 yards for another Spartan first down, and it'll take it all the way to about the 33-yard line. But, yeah, the Hornets had to play their game against Knox County tonight at Central Methodist University because the field is just absolutely torn up at Westrand, and it's their third consecutive home game, so...
It's funny how Mother Nature works, too. We had extreme droughts all summer, and these last couple weeks have just been wet throughout the whole listening area. It's a blessing for sure, but, wow, it's been a lot.
Stone King in the gun, and they are going to fake the handoff, and it's going to be a sack for the Huskers. That's going to be Shockey that gets credit for it. That will be a loss of about five on the play. Not to mention that, but you mentioned about the really dry heat, but we kind of skipped the we kind of skipped spring as well, because it was a pretty cold winter for a long time here in Big K country prior to that. So it's been a very bizarre 2018 year in regards to the weather side, and now it's just been pretty much soggy for the past week or so, and it's been taking a toll on the football field for sure. Here's the second and 15 here, and this is Richards that will try and kill the clock. Or
It'll be a gain of about 3 and a 3rd and 12 coming up. We're going to reset the play clock, it looks like. Also stop the game clock for just a moment. Just want to make sure all the personnel appears to be set. And that appears to be the case. Other NCMC games tonight. Mexico and Marshall played last night trying to beat the Storm. Mexico won that contest. Here's another run here on 3rd and 12. And there's going to be no gain on the play on the right side. And it is going to be Graves with the ball. It'll be 4th and 12. And then Hannibal is hosting Bolivar tonight. That's a little bit of a trek for Bolivar coming from southwest Missouri all the way up to northeast Missouri for that game tonight. It's Hannibal. Bolivar, a pretty good team as well.
And I tell you, Scott, that Hannibal team is on the come up this year. A little bit of a down year compared to their standards last year. But one, you know, close games to Helias and Jeff City. I think Hannibal is going to be a force here in the NCMC. I'm excited to see how this Moberly team responds to them.
They are going to be, Spartans are going to be playing Hannibal, I believe, in week number 7, if I'm not mistaken. That should be a road game as well. And that's a shank punt there by the Spartans. So Lafayette County going to get a little bit of field position. And as for their district, the Spartans district, that is, Class 2, District 4, Winfield leading the district after 2 weeks with a by a record of 2-0. Or with a 2-0 score, and they took on Confluence tonight. Sutter Boone is second. They actually fell to Versailles tonight in Tri-County play, so they fall to 2-1. Moberly is third right now, taking on Lafayette County. Right behind him is Christian in fourth, who is taking on Lutheran St. Charles. Centralia fifth is taking on Clarence Cannon rival Palmyra. Bright City sixth taking on Van Far. Mexico defeated Marshall tonight. They are now 2-1. They were the 7th seed in Kirksville. Or I beg your pardon, Fulton is the 8th seed, and they were taken on Kirksville tonight. They were trailing Kirksville at last check. So now Huskers have decent field position again, but they haven't been able to capitalize all evening long. The only time they have was the interception by Mason Gash on what was a pretty blatant throw by Stone King. Gash read the eyes of the quarterback and took it back 51 yards to get the Huskers into optimum field position. It took 2 plays for them to get a Tanner Sears 1 yard score. That was their first points, and the Spartans responded with 27 unanswered. We'll take a look at the Lafayette County district in just a moment, because we actually might see this Husker team in the Big K area down the road potentially. We'll tell you why in a second. Here's a 1st and 10. Showing the blitzes. The Spartans and Spears get spun around as Dominic Stone King coming in from center field to get the sack. Spartans had no sacks coming into today's game. I think by my count, they have 5 now.
I have 5 as well, Scott. 2 by Kinder, 1 by Stone King. We have 1 by Heron. And then 1 by Toby Short. So, yeah, it is 5 sacks for the Spartan team. The defense has really come alive in this game.
They've been kind of alive for the last 2 games, as a matter of fact, shutting out Osage and playing a really assignment football is kind of the big thing. Cameron Lowry had an interception last week against Osage. Spartans came in with a total of 2 turnovers, and they managed to get 1 tonight. Now we got another penalty against the Spartans. It's hard to indicate if this is actually on the players or if it's some of the coaches on the far side or if it's some of the players on the benches, as a matter of fact.
Certainly,
they're coming in very late, these flags.
It's certainly chippy between these 2 teams.
Here is Gash on the handoff, and now we're going to get another flag on the play. Is this another one on the Spartans? This might be well off the ball as well. We'll wait and see. It's actually a hold this time on Lafayette County, so I'll move it back 10 yards from that spot. And we'll negate the 2nd and 5 run. So with Lafayette County, we mentioned about their district, even though they're not in the Big K listing area, there is still a little bit of intrigue about keeping an eye on this Lafayette County team, not just because they were a state runner-up just 1 year ago, but they could potentially be a quarterfinal opponent against a Class 2 team in District 8. And the two teams that are in that District 8 that may have a pretty decent shot are the Macon Tigers and the Brookfield Bulldogs. They have to be considered some of the on the top half of that district. There will be some pretty decent competition as here's a handoff by Mason Gashick coming in with some speed to the 25, trying to shake off a pair of Spartans and a big run for Mason Gash. As he shows up here off of a 23-yard gain and gets a first down.
And that's the first big carry that Gash has had tonight. Might have come a little too late, but that's the kind of offense that Lafayette County's been looking for this whole game from Gash.
So to finish that point, in Class 2 District 7, Lafayette County right now fourth in that district behind Knobmasters Summit Christian University Academy. But if they were to proceed to win that district, it could be a team that Macon or Brookfield could see if they were to win Class 2 District 7 in Class 2 quarterfinals in November. So it might not be the last we see of Lafayette County. Although there's a pretty decent chance it might, but keep that in mind if you happen to be a Tiger or a Bulldog fan that happens to be listening to us tonight. Although, coincidentally, they're probably listening to their own games tonight, considering both those teams are on our airwaves. Here's the 2nd and 6 coming up here, and it is a 4-yard run by Gash. Ball right now at the 11. Sears in the gun, trying to hand it off to Gash. He keeps it, trying to get off a couple of Spartans off of the outside, cut them back in. And he'll be near the first down marker, being brought down by Jackson Miller, the middle linebacker for the Moberly Spartans, and it will be actually a 4-yard gain, 3rd and 1 coming up. Coming up on our postgame, we'll recap our game tonight, how we got to our final score. We're going to try and see if we can get Cody McDowell up here as quickly as possible. If not, then we'll certainly grab him on the End Zone show, which will be over on Superstation Crest after the bell game between Marceline and Brookfield. Here is Sears on the quarterback keeper, and he is going to be tackled for a loss of 2 on the play. Zach Snell, the backup defensive end on the stop, might have got away with a little horse collar there as well, as he got a great tug of the right shoulder pad of Sears.
For sure, a rough tackle.
They're
going to
let Snell. They're going to let it go. Substitution for the Huskers. 4th and 1 coming up here for Lafayette County. They are at the Moberly 7. This is a good test here for the Spartans just to see how you do on your 4th and 1 situation. 5 seconds to go on the play clock. Have to hurry. Man in motion on the wing tee. Sears, ball on the ground, and that is going to be another sack by Sears, and he's going to take a nice little slide for a loss of 12 on the play. High snap by Lafayette County, and that basically blew up the play right there. But we got another flag, it looks like. Or do we? It looks like we got an awesome play. You're tracking a guy.
Just trying to see who made that sack there. I think it was Tyler Webb, number 66, on the play for the Spartans.
Tough to tell the jerseys at this point.
Absolutely.
It honestly could have gone to anyone because Sears was basically sliding back 5 yards. That's how wet it is. Mm-hmm. He got pushed and tried to stay on his feet and just fell back 5 yards. So, yeah, another 1st and 10 coming up here for Moberly, and things are going to start to wind down here. Jared Kinder, it looks like, is the man that gets the snap. We're getting another flag here. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. Actually, make that Stone King that gets the snap. Another flag. Probably going to be a hold on the Spartans. Basically, it was thrown in the backfield. That is indeed the case. So Moberly is going to improve to 2-1 on the season. They're going to be hosting Fulton next week, and then they're going to take on
their U.S. 63 rival, the Macon Tigers, in 2 weeks up at Hugh Dunn Field up in Macon. So Spartans might get a little breather with Fulton. They've, as we mentioned, they've been struggling this year, going to probably fall to 0-3 on the year, and Spartans will look to try and get a little momentum coming into their first conference game. And then Macon Tigers are going to be a team that will give Moberly a good test here in a couple of weeks. With a minute to go here in game, Stone King is going to go into the gun. One left, one right, and they will go the draw. Here is Richards still running full head of steam. Be thinking about a player to game, Steven, because we got a lot of very viable candidates tonight for the Spartans.
Absolutely. Chance Richards is my candidate so far. He's been a force on the ground all night, had the touchdown earlier, and man, you cannot deny his presence on that field.
We'll think about it a little bit more. I got a couple people in mind as well I want to maybe think about as well. So that'll be coming up in our post-game show again. We'll try and get Cody McDowell as well prior to signing off here from Lafayette County High School. As you're listening to high school football on KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and it's going to be one nail down, and that is going to do it. It's a victory for the Moberly Spartans. The first time the Spartans and the Huskers meet in history, and it's the upper class that collects a 27-6 win over Lafayette County. As rain continues to fall down, and they will all line up cheering at the 50-yard line, getting high fives, and the Spartans approved the 2-1, and it's official as both teams line up at midfield to show respect of sportsmanship. Moberly improves to 2-1 on the season, getting ready to open NCMC play next week against Fulton. Meanwhile, the Lafayette County Huskers fall to 1-2, and they will travel to Summit Christian next week. Post-game show is coming up next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Spartans are winners tonight in Higginsville.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330 and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The administration, faculty, and staff show their Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the Lady Spartans and come out to the softball games of the 2018 season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Moberly School District.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Crowd's starting to file out here at Lafayette County High School, and the Moberly Spartans are victorious tonight by the final of 27-6. They improved to 2-1 on the season. I'm Scott Lunty. Stephen Holstein is to my right here. Stephen, tough evening with this conditions, but I would say you have to be pretty pleased if you're Cody McDowell with this 27-6 victory.
Absolutely. Moberly was strong on the ground all night, and that's really their game, too. They never got out of their game plan.
They got to execute the way they wanted to. And, man, what a strong performance by this Moberly Spartans team. It's got to be a huge confidence booster for them as well. You know, they've outscored their last two opponents by a score of 61-6. So they're going to be feeling pretty good going into that Fulton game next Friday.
I was going to say, what was the biggest thing you kind of took away that the Spartans did so well in that running game?
They were just persistent, and they kept chugging forward. We had three running backs with over 40 yards, and include Stone King. That's five runners with over 40 yards in this game. And, man, they just have so many good running backs, and that depth really keeps them all fresh and keeps them effective, and that's going to be huge for the Spartans team as the season goes along here.
Tough evening for the Huskers as well as they fall to a 1-2, a little bit of a transition year for the Huskers, as we mentioned, graduating to five All-State players, and it really seemed like that kickoff return by Curtis Walter really put a hole in their sail, because it looked like the Huskers were going to ride a lot of momentum off of that touchdown and interception.
Absolutely. The Huskers came out fast, ready to play, scored the touchdown really early in the game, but after that Curtis Walter kickoff return, it just wasn't the same team. That physicality was gone, that energy got sucked out of them a little bit, and they were never able to recover. Lafayette County certainly has a lot to learn from this game.
Coming up next, we will nominate an outstanding player of the game, and we'll go over some of our sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Again, Spartans improved to 2-1 with a 27-6 win over the Lafayette County Huskers on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Moberly Lafayette County broadcast possible. That would be Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, the Board of Education, Administration, faculty and staff of the Moberly School District, Calvert's Auto Body, all of Moberly, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Moberly Area Community College of Moberly, in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, Capital Paving and Construction, and also check them out online at capitalmo.gov. About to wrap things up here on Information Radio Quick, sir. Trying to see if Cody McDowell is coming this way. If he is, we'll go ahead and try and sneak him up, and I think he is. So we'll try and burn a little more time and see if he'll come on up. And we'll take a two-minute break, nominate our outstanding player of the game. This will be our final segment. We'll see if we can get Cody McDowell. Looks like he is working his way our direction, so we'll see if we can try and get the Spartan head coach. And then we'll have Steven nominate our outstanding player of the game. Coming up next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The administration, faculty, and staff show their Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the Lady Spartans and come out to the softball games of the 2018 season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvert's Auto and Body. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We're wrapping things up here on QuickSendCentralMoInfo.com. Two items of business to attend to. First up, we're going to catch up with Moberly Spartan coach Cody McDowell after a 27-6 victory tonight over the Lafayette County Huskers. Coach, pretty sloppy afternoon on the turf, but you guys managed to get the W. Felt like that the big turning point of the game was the kickoff return by Curtis Walter, 90 yards. Do you agree?
Yeah, we obviously didn't do ourselves any favors. Obviously, that first drive coming out and giving it to them, I don't know where they got to down there on that interception, but pinned our defense deep, and that was a good rebound for our kids, honestly, special teams-wise. He's an electric playmaker, and you saw that obviously on the ensuing kickoff. So that was good for our kids to just kind of bounce back. And we talk about that all the time. You got to answer, and they did.
What was the atmosphere like down on the sideline after he runs that back 90 yards? How did that kind of change on the sideline, the vibe?
Oh, good. I feel like we were real disappointed. Obviously they got a turnover there. So it was kind of frustrating, but you know, we had what we wanted. He just kind of, the ball moved in his hand a little bit, and the look was a little bit different defensively all night than what we kind of prepped for. They threw a bunch of different stuff at us, which was part of our frustration, but you can't get too down on a situation like that, especially with young kids in there. And I thought our kids just did a good job of fighting back, and obviously that, you know, he hit that pretty quick and was gone. So it turned around pretty quick as far as the momentum shift.
The All-Stater Mason Gash had a tough time trying to get any traction on the ground. How did you guys stop him tonight?
I just played sound inside. I feel like what they do is unique. Just their offensive system is unique, and we don't see much of that stuff. So it was kind of, I feel like you got to be pretty good at running the ball to run it against our guys. And I knew we'd be able to take care of stuff on the inside. And with the field conditions, I felt like they'd have a little trouble getting outside. So our guys just kind of played real sound and disciplined inside and tackled well. Honestly, with the slippery conditions, they tackled real well and wrapped up. I can't really remember very many missed tackles, honestly, and with the game conditions like this, that says a lot to how our kids just kind of approach the ball carrier and just play just good tackle.
I was going to say, put into context with this, with the conditions relatively similar to last week against Osage, put into perspective how difficult it is for these high school players to come out and make tackles like that in the rain, and it's pretty much consistent all night.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. I mean, when you're playing in Missouri and you're playing on natural surface, you know, this is not really any different than our surface up there. We've got that Randolph County clay that we're pretty proud of, and it was footing-wise was probably pretty similar. I think it got worse, obviously, because the rain just kept coming and not really hard pours, just a steady rain. So it got worse as the game went on, and it just got slippier, slimy, I guess. I don't know, slippier, whatever that word is. But our kids did good just kind of playing within their base and taking good angles and really finishing the play.
Cody McDowell, Moberly Spartan coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoinfo.com after a 27-6 victory. And one thing that kind of really stood out that I didn't really necessarily think, considering how well the defense has played the past two games, was they collected their first five sacks by our official count tonight. What allowed them to get a lot of penetration in on Tanner Sears, the quarterback?
Well, sometimes when they're running those passing plays, they're kind of play action. So if you get through unblocked, you've got a chance at some big losses. So our kids just they got off the ball up front. And obviously, you know, our defensive line's pretty solid and pretty stout, and they just did a good job of getting loose and keeping the guy contained and taking him down when they got to him.
Fulton's next week, NCMC opener at home. What do you got to clean up?
A lot of ball control, and obviously field situation. It contributed to that a little bit. We got to take care of the ball. We got to clean some stuff up. And I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, we'll evaluate it this weekend. There's a lot we can learn from, the good and the bad. So that's what we'll focus on this week.
Cody McDowell, Spartans coach, joining us here at QuickCentralMoinfo.com. Coach, appreciate the time as always.
All right, thanks a lot.
It's going to be a fun bus ride home.
Yeah, it's always good to win. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Cody McDowell, go Spartans indeed. Spartans coach, joining us here at QuickCentralMoinfo.com. Steven, one final item of business. Nominate our outstanding player of the game. Who are we giving it to?
I got to give it to Curtis Walter. What a game he had tonight. 7 carries for 52 yards, and of course he had that huge 90-yard kickoff return touchdown. Man, he was electric tonight, and I'm looking forward to see him play the rest of the season.
Curtis Walter, outstanding player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. So you have fun first go around at this?
This was great. I hope it's the first of many.
First of many? You're doing a CMU game here tomorrow.
I am going to watch with a couple guys I met at college, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be very fun. You did a very fine job for broadcast number one. I know it's going to be many. Stephen Holstein, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here, and he'll be back. Spinning dials at Moberly Motor Sports Desk next week, and I'd like to give Mark Carter, the man spinning the dials at Moberly Motor Sports Desk, a shout-out tonight. Thanks for putting us on air, making sure we sound good, and doing a good job, as always. So for Stephen Holstein, I'm Scott Lunty. Good night from Lafayette County High School. Spartans back home, NCMC opener next week against Fulton. We'll see you then. Tune over to Crest now. End Zone is coming up next. Have a good night from Lafayette County.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools.